systems go. Prepare for countdown. 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. Blast off to adventure in the amazing year 400 billion.
Obscene, dirty, filthy, immoral.
What are you people? On dope?
Kaboom! Hello and welcome to the Jam Hole. Today is Saturday, November 29th, 2008. If you're keeping track, my name's Matt.
And my name's Braden.
And thanks so much for checking out our little special Saturday show, episode number 119 of this motherfucking shit we do all the fucking time. How are you?
Pretty good.
Pretty good.
Yeah.
I've missed you, buddy.
I've missed you, too.
Aw, man. Thank you guys so much for listening to our little special Saturday show. We have been doing shows all week. Sans Braden. Matt's been filling in for him. And this is kind of the first chance Braden's had to get on the microphone all fucking week. And I know if it would have been me in his position, like, all this shit is just building up and building up, and oh my god, my head's gonna explode if I can't talk about it. Like, even for 3 or 4 days, like, I would just be freaking the fuck out. Have you been, like, having withdrawals and shit? Or
no, working there's actually kind of nice because Chris and David and Michelle argue and yell so much that, like, it completely distracts me for anything that could be wrong in my life.
It is an amazing sight to behold, dude. Yeah. I love it. Like,
I can't think about anything that I could be that could be pissing me off when they're just fucking
worse
yelling.
Than that.
Yeah, you're, I'm like, just like, I've completely forgot I was pissed about anything.
That is so great. I love it. Like, when I'm at work and I'm done with my route and I stop at Anna's to get some food and I roll in there and, like, the first thing I hear is, "What the fuck? Fuck, piss, shit, fuck, cunt, motherfucker," and, like, them, "Quit being a fucking pussy, fuck, shit," just. Oh, I love
and
that.
I'm and like, they'll talk shit to customers, too, if they get pissed
oh,
off.
Oh, yeah, dude. You don't want to be in there when they're having bad times. It's so great, too, because it'll always be, like, the dad yelling at one of the kids mm-hmm. or one of the kids yelling at the other kid. And that's it. It's either one or the other. But you can guarantee that that shit's happening, like, at least once a day.
Oh, it's great.
And especially since they opened up this other restaurant now. Because now it's
right,
like,
because now they're stressed about that also.
Right. We're stressed about the little one. And now we're stressed about this. The economy's tough. We're getting gouged for everything. Mm-hmm. It's like, I just need to say fuck really loud like 10 times. And then... then I feel better, I take a breath, and everything's all fucking good.
If only that actually made me feel better.
Well, at least just the sheer fact of them arguing makes you feel better.
Yeah, that works.
And as long as you feel better, I feel better.
Yeah.
So, did you write anything down, make any notes for when you were going to finally get a chance to come on here?
Not
first
at
of
all. Why would I ever do that?
I don't know, because you're a piece of shit.
Exactly. That's just not my style.
First, I have many styles. First of all, did you listen to any of the three episodes that me and Matt did, and then Friday when it was me and Matt and Ben?
I haven't even had time to really do
really?
That.
Damn, I was hoping you would have, so you could have just completely ridiculed Matt for ruining the show.
No, a friend of mine was in town for Arizona, so I've been doing that and working pretty
doing
much.
Doing your friend? You guys been broing down?
Not at all, no.
Fierce?
Just hanging out because he hasn't been here for like 3 years.
Really?
Yeah.
Sweet. Mm-hmm. How's that working out for him?
Good, I guess.
Does it feel weird, like, doing a show Saturday? Like, I almost...
it sounded weird hearing you say Saturday at the beginning.
It felt weird.
It doesn't feel weird because I guess it could really be any day if I thought about it.
Because, honestly, it's going to be Sunday in, like, 10 minutes. But, yeah, because usually,
yeah,
now that you mention that, all I ever say is either Monday, Wednesday, or Friday for the past 118 episodes, and then, like, Saturday, it just sounded weird. It's like, Saturday, damn it.
It's not, like, what? Wait.
That's weird.
Right. That doesn't sound right.
Yeah, and this is the latest show. Mike's in the chat, and he says, you're just now starting? That's some late-night shit. This is the latest show that we've done. When I got back from the cruise, we did that show kind of late, too.
Yeah, we didn't get done until, like, 4 in the morning.
That's because that show was, like, 3 hours, and we had to cut it
in half. It was more like 4 hours, 2 hours each.
No, it was, like, an hour and a half each, I think. Was it? Yeah, by the time from where I cut it and shit. But yeah, so how's working? How's your first fucking job ever in your life? You tell me how you think it's going, and then I'll tell you what they've told me about how awful or good that you may be working.
I don't know. It's just easy.
What do you do? Tell us about it. Come on, son.
I just put salads together and cook appetizers.
You're a salad tosser, and you make appetizers?
Well, that's what I was doing. Then I've been washing dishes, and then I'm going back to...
I've been upgraded to dishwasher?
No, it's just because the person that was washing dishes is gone now.
So, that's one thing I heard, that you are experiencing what it's like to have other people just not show up, and then you have to deal with their shit. Like, you always hear me bitching about when Ryan doesn't show up or when the other kid fucks off. How is it? It feels good, huh?
That's pretty awesome.
It's like, I appreciate you not being here so that I can do what I have to do and what you can have to do. I'll just do that for you.
Well, luckily there's two people. There's another person that, you know, does all the appetizers and stuff too, so...
Yeah,
I don't have to do that when I have to do dishes.
Are there any hot chicks working there?
No, not really.
No, not at all.
No.
How many do all the girls that work there, do they all have kids?
I think so.
Yes.
Pretty sure.
Yes. I am almost positive.
Maybe there's one that doesn't.
Really?
I think there's one that definitely doesn't, but all the others
the
probably
The weird
do.
One that always wears the Family Guy Stewie sweatshirt?
Yes, that one.
She's weird, huh?
She's the only girl that works in the kitchen with David. It's just David, Chris, and then her and me.
Right. I always see her in the casino, and she's just, I don't know, she's weird. She's got her septum pierced, and
both nostrils pierced.
Yeah. Yeah, and that's like not what makes her weird.
Well,
she's like kind of weird. Well, that's cool. So you've been working like every day.
Mm-hmm.
How much do you make there?
I don't even know.
Really?
Really?
Oh, that's right. You don't have a father. I forgot about that. See, normally when kids get their first job, their daddies will sit them down and be like, now, son, before you start working for a certain individual, you need to negotiate a price. Because if you just start working, then that individual can just be like, here's your paycheck, and it's like 15 or 20 bucks. And you're like, what the fuck is this? And he's like, oh, by the way, I pay you 32 cents an hour. And you're like, no, that's bullshit. And he's like, tough shit. You should have negotiated a price.
Yeah,
so
but
no
one that works there was ever told how much they're making. Like,
really?
Nobody. Yeah.
That's kind of weird.
Just never discussed. Like, the first day that I went there and we had a meeting and, like, everyone was there, we talked about pretty much everything, but that was not really brought up.
And nobody
up.
Brought it up.
No.
Does nobody have daddies?
I guess.
Jesus, dude. That's a fucking golden rule. That should be one of the bromandments, is thou shalt not work until thine has negotiated thy price.
That's a good segue there.
Are you done talking about work? I'm interested.
I'm just saying that would have been...
So
I wish I could have waited until the end.
Do you want to now know what they've said about you working there?
I don't really care.
They say, tough shit, you're going to hear it.
All right.
They say you're lazy.
Uh-huh.
You suck at what you do. Uh-huh. Everything that you do, they have to do because you did not do it properly. They say you constantly are hitting on the wait staff, and that needs to stop. Gosh, I wish I would have wrote this down.
So what did they really say then?
Nothing. They said that you are a hard worker, you're kind of slow at some things, but you're getting better. And I told them that was because you were partially mentally handicapped.
Right, well, yeah.
Right. And also that was the first job you've ever had. So I told them that you had no previous work experience at all except for this show. And you could kind of...
This isn't really work.
Did you put this show on your resume?
No.
You should. You can imagine where this will take you.
Oh,
if it's on your resume.
I'm sure It'll take me somewhere.
So, speaking of the bromanments, I did pick up a book. I talked about this on Friday's show about the Black Friday thing and me going to Borders with the grandparents and shit. And I was going to talk about this on Friday, but I figured since you're my fucking bro hound, you know, we're fucking, we bro down and shit, like, I should save this for you.
Right, it makes sense.
Obviously. So, what this is called is Brocabulary, the new manifesto of dude talk, and it's by Daniel Maurer.
Maurer.
M-A-U-R-E-R, Maurer. And what I was thinking is, since we've already interviewed one author with that stuff white people like when I interviewed Christian Lander, perhaps after we're done going through some of this on the show and I have a chance to read the whole thing, we'll see if this guy is a cool author.
If he'll email us back.
Right, if you could bromunicate with us.
Right.
I would appreciate that. But yeah, who knows? So we're just going to kind of start at the beginning. This is Bromunication, the art of communicating in a brofisticated manner with or about your bros. So this is how bros bromunicate together.
Yeah.
And basically it just goes into a little introduction of how God created man and the beer garden of Eden. And
what's that have to do with this?
Well, that, and then after it says, before the chick screwed up everything, Adam gave his bro a list of rules written on a bar napkin. Mm. And these are the 10 bromanments. And these are what we're going to talk about right now.
So this is like a Bible.
This is a new Bible. This is a manifesto, yeah, if you will. This is, yes. And this should be taken very seriously for any of you bros out there. Commandment, or excuse my face, bromanment numero uno. I am your bro. Thou shalt not put hoes before me. Words to live by. Bromanment 2, thou shalt not take the deudonym or brutonym of thy bro in vain.
Hmm.
Very, very brofisticated. Number 3, thou shalt not make unto my forehead while I am passed out any graven image or any likeness of a cock and balls.
That happens all the time.
I know. It's like your bro hound just bros out too much, and he's fucking, he's out for the count.
And you think it'd be funny like, to draw a penis on his face.
I'm going to teabag him.
Right? That's so fucked up.
That's so funny. I just had my balls on your face. That's like, hilarious.
That's so funny you would want to do that to somebody.
That's bro-larious. I can't stop doing it. Every time you go to sleep here,
I bet.
Like, I wake up in the middle of the night as if I was just pulled from a dream, and I'm like, I gotta go put my balls on your face. But then I usually come in here and you're awake fucking jerking off. So I'm like, oh, well, I'm not gonna put my balls on his face while he's jerking off, because that would just be gay, you know?
Yeah.
Duh. I mean, so. 4, remember the Sabbath day to keep it holy, devoted to watching football. Number 5, honor my father and my mother. No mother jokes. Number 6, thou shalt not kill the keg without first pouring me some. Number 7, thou shalt not commit adultery. Adults are lame. I think he's running out of things to use the word bro
he's
with.
Not sure anymore.
Number 9, or excuse my face, drink. Number 8, thou shalt not steal my girl. Number 9, thou shalt not bear false witness, especially when refereeing. Wow. A game of beer pong. And the 10th bromanment is thou shalt not covet thy neighbor's wife unless, of course, she's a MILF. And it says, ever since these bronos were first issued, dudes have been broing down with a religious fervor. Strangely, though, the brocabulary one might use to describe these grotesque situations hasn't kept up with the words we use for guy-girl sitches. Sitches? Oh, situations. Hmm. Yo, check the sitch, son.
Yeah. So this is a Bible for bros.
Basically. For brocabulary.
Yeah.
Argue with your girlfriend and you've had a lover spat, but how do you describe a tiff with your bro? The following words should be of some help when you're living or just describing the life brotastic. And then it has like some definitions. A broha is a way to say hello and goodbye to your bro. Hey, a broha. A broha, bro. A broha, brosif. Brocaine, which is cocaine ingested during a circle snort.
What?
Not to be confused with a circle jerk.
What's a circle snort?
Whoever said hugs not drugs clearly never did blow with their bros. Get four dudes in a room for some serious kibotchery and you'll see so many group hugs. It's like an episode of Golden Guys with everyone slapping each other on the back and saying thank you for being a bro. The downside of this dudephoria, which is a side effect of doing too much brocaine.
Yeah.
You get sucked into the dudephoria. Dudephoria. That sometimes causes you to gibernate. You stay in someone's apartment watching Scarface and having coke-versations such as fuck, kill, marry, Selma Hayek, Penelope Cruz, and Paz Vega. After cutting line after line with a Gramboni, a credit card that flattens a gram of coke like a Zamboni, smoothing over ice, of course. I have a few different Grambonis,
you know,
depending on the coarseness of the brocaine I'm doing. Oh my god. You become extremely bloquacious and you talk about poontang all night instead of actually chasing it. Next thing you know, it's 6 a.m. and you're wearing a dustache and having a donversation about how you have to go to work in a couple of hours. We've all been there, right? Wouldn't you rather be doing body blow? Of course you would. Nothing beats doing bumps off a chick's lumps like Neil Patrick Harris style.
bumps off of chick's lumps.
Procrastination. Killing time with your bros. You can go through your Brolodex, which is where, you know, you store all your bro hounds' phone numbers. Mm. Their bro numbers, if you will. Let's see. A protocol. Which is
drink?
No, it's a protocol. Is like how you handle yourself. It's like your way of doing things.
Right, but why didn't you just read it out of there?
That's just proper protocol. Well, because there's no like definition.
Oh.
It says refusing to have just one more is this one more beer pressure, which is after you've reached the point of ho return. Refusing to have just one more is a strict violation of protocol. It's worse than if an old lady asks you to help her across the street and you told her to suck it. The brocial contract says you're all there to drink until the bar closes, someone gets arrested, or someone gets violently ill. So, yeah, these are just... It's amazing that you could actually create a whole book of bro-nonyms, or whatever you call them.
Yeah, you must be deep into that circle.
Brody, bropacetic... Brostalgia. When you guys get brostalgic over some shit y'all used to bro down on. Just awesome.
That's a lot of definitions for bros just to
fella drama. Or you can celebrate. You can have a dude discussion. Maybe we'll go through a few more of these next episode. It's just a whole book full of them. But yeah, after I read the book, maybe we can interview the guy. Do you think the guy that wrote that is like really just brolicious in real life?
I sure hope so.
Or do you think he does it in a mocking manner? Like
it's probably a joke, imagine.
What if it wasn't?
Well, that
could you
might
imagine
almost be better.
Just like the ideal picture of brofection, just like all
bromance,
all broy and shit. Oh man, he's broing.
He's
broing. Paulo says, "Hey guys, I'm eating pie. I've been eating pie all day." Paulo's getting fat. So I got this thing.
What thing?
So you know how Black Friday was a couple days ago, and that's, you know, supposedly the biggest shopping day of the year.
Well, yeah, it is.
You missed that since you weren't on the Friday show, since you were working and whatnot.
Yeah, but I knew it was there. I mean,
you knew. Did you go out shopping on Black Friday?
Yes, I did.
So you did as well as myself. We helped contribute to the 3%
increase. Yeah, but I went at like 3 in the afternoon.
Even though we're doing shittier now than we were last year, we still managed to spend 3 more percent this year than we did last year on Black Friday.
That's crazy.
Because
I heard this is the worst year for worst year for sales on Black Friday in like a decade.
Well, actually, I heard that it's 3% better than it was last year.
Hmm.
I don't know where you're getting your information.
It was on like CNN News on TV.
Well, they're incorrect. So what this is basically, this is 28 bad things that will happen on Black Friday. And this was written on Monday, November 24th, a week before Black Friday. So I kind of wanted to go through this now, seeing as how we know what happened on Black Friday. Mm-hmm. You know, death, destruction, and just...
Right.
Mob mentality overall just crazy shit. And so we'll see how many of these predictions were correct. And what this is, a Fry's electronic worker has posted his predictions. So this is just a dude that works at Fry's. Do you know what Fry's is?
Yeah, it's a computer store.
Okay, well, we don't have those here. So.
No, they have them in California.
Right, it's a big computer store. They have Fry's online and shit. So, number one, cash register or point of sale outage and servers are down.
Hmm.
I bet that happened.
I
can almost guarantee that happened. Number two, 3 to 5 hours to check out, and sometimes the line never moves because of number one.
Mm-hmm.
I can see that. Number three, no available shopping carts.
Mm-hmm.
Check. Okay. Number four, a line that wraps around the outside twice because of people waiting in line since Thanksgiving Day.
Yeah, probably
there were
some
even
places.
Even here, there was an article on the front page of today's paper of these fucking fat bitches that were, like, at Walmart at 4 in the fucking morning. Mm-hmm. That morning. Like,
there
four.
Was people camping out in tents outside of Best Buy the night before.
Here. Like, I don't know. That I just put that much emphasis because I've never seen that here.
Oh.
Well, I guess this is... We haven't had Best Buy for that long.
Yeah,
either.
Well, I know 2 years ago at Black Friday...
I thought you were going to say, I know two people that were doing that.
No. Like, 2 years ago on Black Friday, I went past Best Buy on Thanksgiving Day, and there was like 10 tents waiting
really?
In line. Yeah, and it was like during the day.
What came out last year? What was the big thing? Was it the PS3? Was that last year?
I think it
year?
Was. That okay. was. No, this was the year I was.
Nothing really came out this year. That's like the Wii's been out, the Xbox. There's no new gaming console for this Christmas season, thank God. I mean, I guess, I don't know. I guess the big things were
it's every 2 years,
is that what it is?
Yeah, it's usually every 2 years,
so,
I think.
Oh, they are making a new Nintendo DS, I heard, that's going to be coming out in 2009. So, all right. So, the line that wraps around, that happened here, as I'm sure it happened everywhere. Checkout line that wraps around everything inside the store, like spaghetti. So, not only do you have huge, giant lines to get into the store, but now once you're into the store and you've completed your, what's that word? Not pilgrimage, but the other word.
I don't know.
When you rape and pillage, all of the pillaging you're doing, then you have to wait in another line to check out, unless you self-check out, which
is... But even then, there's a line
probably
for that.
That was probably what was broken.
Right.
Number six, a parking lot that is packed to a point you have to park on Walmart property. So I guess if your Fry's is next to the Walmart, there's too many cars.
You got to park over there.
Right, because everyone drives there and shit, because you're buying a lot of stuff.
You need to get it back.
Right. Number seven, customers hoarding anything they can get their hands on. Check. Number eight, employees hoarding ad items. I can almost guarantee that happened. Number nine, pushing, shoving, running, and running people over with a shopping cart. Check. Number 10, most sale items gone within 1 hour. Very low in inventory to begin with. I can see that.
I'm sure.
So far, this dude is 10 for 10.
But these are kind of obvious things.
Do you think he just went through what happened last year and was like, check this out. I'm going to make the paper.
Exactly. He did that.
And it's a little free ad for Fry's while they're at it. Most sale items gone. Drink. 11, customers punching each other in the face and other fighting. Absolutely. Number 12, customers and employees getting away with stealing. Customer walkouts. Customers abandoning sales associates. Commission quotes. Employees lying to you about items being sold out. Employees lying to you to buy items they claim are on sale but are not. Employees lying to you about the extended warranty and tacking it on or other extras onto your quote. Beware of fake bundles. That's kind of creepy when that shit's coming from an actual employee. He's like, we do this, just so you know. I don't know if you know this or not, but we will say you get this awesome warranty and we'll just pocket the money.
Well, of course.
We got like 5 little babies to feed at home and shit.
And we're just pieces of shit also.
Right. I mean, overall, we're humans. So.
I mean, I'm sure most of them are, you know, just bros, you know?
Yeah, they're just, hey, I'm just trying to bro down. I don't mean to bro you like that, but man, I'm just trying to get mine, you know?
Right.
I'm sure you totally understand. Employees aiding customers to front of the line for buying warranties, wireless installs, or fake bundles. Customers cutting others in line. Do you think adults do that? Like, if one cuts in front and someone's like, cutter, line cut, like one adult to
no
another.
Cutsies.
One bro to another bro. Do you think that really happens?
I hope.
In adult real life?
Yeah.
Like in reality?
Just like it did back in school.
Oh, man.
Exactly.
You're holding up the goddamn ledge line. 20, employees fighting over customers or commissions. So far, out of 20 predictions, all pretty much spot on.
Mm-hmm.
All right, eight more here. Employees stealing other customers from each other. Employees ignoring customers who are cheap. How do you know that? Like, you just see, like, a black customer come in, and you're like, you can have that one, Bill.
I don't know.
Or, like, the Jewish customers come in, and they just, nobody helps them at all. Mm-hmm. They're like, dude, they're Jews. Just let them be.
Yeah, how can you tell just by looking at them?
Well, Jews you can tell, because generally the big nose, and they'll wear those yarmulkes, or whatever those hats are called.
And you just know that Jews and are fucking cheap.
They're rich, and they are whiny, generally. Right. They're more, yeah, so. They're either Jews or gingers, and, I mean, both pretty much same classification. Jews might be a little cheaper than gingers.
Hmm.
But then again, Jews don't have a whole day dedicated to kicking them.
Right.
As we learned in previous shows. Employees working
odd. They have their own holiday, though.
That is true. 7 days of that shit.
7 days.
And then they have,
see,
like,
yeah, Jews have 7 days. Gingers only have one day.
It's because Jews are Jewish, man.
Right. They just fucking Jew you every time they can.
Every time. They're like, I have to buy 7 presents. Oh, it's so dry in here. 22, employees ignoring customers who are cheap. Drink. 23, employees working odd hours. Fuck, drink. 24, here's where we are. Customers start buying products they saw in the leaked Black Friday ad before Black Friday and tried to get a low price guarantee or price match on Black Friday will be turned away and be very frustrated. That's like scalping tickets.
Yeah.
Like getting the ads before they came out and then just being all fucking shady about it.
Right.
Customers will steal products from other customers. Absolutely they will. Your possessions will be stolen from your car while you shop. Of course they will. People will get hurt, and 28 people will get arrested. All of these, absolutely true. Absolutely. Not saying, that those all happened at a Fry's, but saying overall throughout America.
Throughout everywhere on Black Friday.
I can guarantee all of those happen. Mm-hmm. I'm absolutely sure. So, interesting things we do for things that, like, at Walmart.
For
like,
objects.
We talked about this on the Friday show, but now that you're here, I'm glad we can rehash this all out. You're waiting in line at Walmart. You're an adult. Like I said before, you probably have everything you need that Walmart has to sell.
Yeah.
Yet you still need to do that. Like,
there's all this you know this shit that you want. Like you want to get a, you know, 60
new
inch,
versions of the
60
same
inch
shit.
TV for like cheap. You know.
Right. It's new versions of the same shit you have. Even though you have a 48 inch flat screen, you need 2 more inches.
But it's such a good deal, you can't resist. And
right.
You've got to get it.
Even
so
though
you're willing to break down the doors just to get
and
it.
Trample old people.
And
push
pregnant
down
women
and shoot each other and just all that shit. It's so amazing. Well, the next thing we have, this was sent to us. This was actually stumbled to us by Burger. This is called Six Ways
Got it?
World of I'm good.
Okay.
See, I already did this yesterday. Like usually I have a day to just chill, but now I'm doing it again. I'm kind of, bear with me.
All right.
I just got off work, you know? I'm a little tired, kind of stoned. Just bear with me.
All right.
6 ways World of Warcraft is worse than real life. What do you think of that?
I think that's awesome.
If you don't play World of Warcraft, you have friends that do. Do you have friends? Do you play World of Warcraft?
No.
Do you have friends that play World of Warcraft?
Yes.
Do you still consider them friends? Kinda.
Questionable.
Yeah. We'll call that a question mark.
Yeah.
Ask me. Ask me.
Do you have friends that play World of Warcraft?
Ask me if I play it first.
Oh, do you play World of Warcraft?
No, I do not.
Do you have friends that play?
I do. Yes. I kind of questionable if I consider them friends. But yes, I do know people that do. Okay. So far.
Doesn't everyone though?
I think so.
If you don't play World of Warcraft, you either play it or you know people who do.
In our age demographic, say 18 to 25, and then I guess mine, I'm out of that
and
age
then,
demographic now. Whoa, that's weird. I
so
never 18
to 25 plus
so like
one.
16 to 30, 8, I guess you could say. If you're in that age group, you either play it or you know someone that does.
Wasn't Ryan saying he was getting killed in that game by like 13-year-olds?
Right, so maybe 12 to 50, yeah. I'd say, if you're in that age demographic.
Adam, my friend Adam, yes. His dad plays that game.
Does he really?
He's got to be almost 50.
What?
His uncle also plays it, who's also about that old.
What kind of character does he have, do you know?
I have no clue. It's not like I ever been talking to him about it. It's so funny, like Adam.
You guys, you guys aren't guild bros.
No, cause I don't play either.
Oh right, but you know people that do.
Right.
I don't play World of Warcraft in real life, but I play it on television.
Yeah.
So, and while we can't begin to explain all the, this was written by Christina H. Of course, to give proper props to this article, because I found it very amusing when I read through a little bit of it.
Don't forget about her.
Yeah, I just gotta say, I didn't write this. In case you were wondering, this is from Christina H.
Yeah.
Okay, so while we can't begin to explain all the ins and outs of this 11 million member community, we can bring out a few fascinating aspects of the WoW lifestyle. 11 million people. Dude.
That's so amazing. I wish we had that many people.
I wish we had like a third or a quarter, a fourth of that fucking membership, like in listeners. We would, oh my god, dude.
We
11 million. That's like, how many people live in the U.S.? Is anyone in the chat? Is anyone listening live? Hey, can you guys figure out for me how many people live in the U.S.? Because I'm just curious, like, if more people play WoW than live in America. Because that would kind of just blow my fucking mind a little bit.
Yeah.
And I'm kind of in the mood to get my fucking mind just blown the fuck up. So
we need to figure out a way to get advertisements for our show into that game. Because there's so many people that would see that.
Oh,
and
my
that's
God.
So many people that would listen.
Do you think?
They probably just sit here and listen to our show and play World of Warcraft.
Wow.
That's so perfect.
Oh my god. Are you like busy trying to, what do people do in that game to get money and shit? Is it like the old Warcraft games where you have to farm shit and do all that stuff to build things?
I don't think so.
Oh, okay. I was going to say, because if you're doing like just menial.
I think it's games. No, I think it's games like Diablo and Dungeon Siege, like quests and stuff.
Excuse my face. But I'm saying if you have to do just monotonous shit like that, what better way? You kill 2 hours listening to the jam hole while you're fucking farming gold or whatever, you look back up at the screen and you're like, holy shit, dude, let's build a fucking army. This is Sparta. let's see. We can, some of which you might wish you could go back to or not. What? So 11 million members, we bring out a few fascinating aspects of the WoW lifestyle, some of which you might wish you could go back to not knowing. Right. Did you know, in World of Warcraft, like real life, you need money? So this is actually going to answer that question. WoW uses in-game gold as currency, and to do the fun stuff, raiding and killing huge monsters, like that's the fun stuff.
That's awesome.
So in order to do that, you'll need a lot of gold. And getting it isn't a whole lot more fun than working at Burger King, like in real life, of course.
Right.
You earn gold by farming, which is the slang term for the monotonous quests players slog through each day that generally involve killing X amount of monsters or collecting X amount of items and getting gold in return over and over and over again for hours. Holy shit,
you're
dude.
You're working.
You're going to work. You're getting off work, making real money to pay, like, your real rent and your electricity and your WoW subscription.
Right.
And then you take that WoW subscription and you log in and then you go back to work. Wow.
But they still get addicted to it because of the reward.
Because
thing.
Once I get a certain amount of gold, I'm gonna get this new item, and
right?
Then I'm
just leveled.
I'm gonna go hit this monster, and instead of saying 10, it's gonna say 12. Uh-huh. And then if I do that, you know, a few hundred more times, wow, dude, would it be worth it for us to start playing this game just on like a trial basis, just to run around and just tag big giant jam hole logos everywhere in the World
would
of Warcraft?
Would that be possible?
Could we graph up the World of Warcraft? Like with just fucking virtual spray paint bottles and shit.
If we could hack that into it somehow.
There isn't, like, Half-Life. I used to run around, and I had a tag made that was Mind Orgy, and I would just go around tagging walls after I killed people and shit.
Yeah, and Counter-Strike?
Yeah. Well, no, I just played Half-Life, but, yeah.
Oh,
it's like
death
that.
Mash?
Yeah, just Deathmatch. I like the Killbox level. Mm-hmm. I used to reign supreme. That's right. I'm bragging about playing online deathmatch, no big deal. But yeah, dude, if you could get into that, like, what better way to kill fucking hours of work after, you know, your real work by listening to our fucking show
and
while you're
working
making
some more.
Right, and you're making gold so you can go kill what was it? What were the fun things? Oh, you get gold so you can go raiding and killing huge monsters. That is so great. So, active players will need to do this tedious farming about 2 days a week to fund the actual fun part of their game. So, at least, on average, you're going to spend 2 whole days a week working. Like, what? Was it 2 hours or whatever?
Sure.
So, how is that fun? I don't...
And then you have to pay money for it.
Right, like, you're... Blizzard Entertainment is totally fucking you guys. You are paying them to work
but
in
they find
this
that,
world
but
that
they find
created.
It, they find doing it fun.
So if my
because
boss,
they're in a fantasy land.
If my boss made my job fun, I still wouldn't pay him to do it. Like, that's not how it works. Do you get what I'm saying? Like, if Chris and David made your job at Anna's fun, would you pay them to do it?
No, but this is also a video game, not their way of actually making a living.
So if you could wash dishes in a video game and pay someone to be able to play that game, would you do it?
No, because no one's going to play a game about washing dishes.
So let's say instead of washing dishes, you're a dish slayer. You're level 5.
No.
You hold on.
No.
Hold on.
No.
Hold on. You
I'm going to say no right
hit
now.
Hit that so I can hit it and listen to what I'm saying. You, sir, are a knight of Her Royal Dishwasher Majesty level 5, and you have all these dirty dishes that you have to slay the fuck out of. Would you pay?
No.
Would you? No?
No.
Then how is this successful? With
because
11,
they find
apparently doing, 11 million other people would.
But apparently what they find doing in that game to get gold is fun.
So that's the same thing, though.
But people don't find... What? How is that the same thing?
Instead of farming gold, you're washing dishes.
Yeah, but...
So what's the diff?
You don't... Get it, I guess.
I guess not. Is that why I don't play it? Because I just don't. I don't understand your new fancy
I don't,
technology.
But I don't. I can understand why they like it. I don't know. Just
how
they like it.
Because slaying
Even though,
monsters and
obviously
raiding
we
is...
think it sucks, but some people find it fun to do. That's why they play it in the first place.
Huh.
Otherwise, they wouldn't play if they didn't think it was fun.
Right. But that's what I'm saying. So that's. I don't know. It just seems like if you could...
But if it was a game of where, you know, you gotta drive through traffic to get to work and...
Well, what's The Sims then, I guess? That's, in essence, the same thing. As, yeah. I've never played that game either,
but you
it's...
can, you know, I don't know, your life... You can make your life a lot better in that game. You can have, like, the nicest house. And...
But it's a... It's not
right,
like you're going
to
turn off the game and turn around and you're like, oh, there's my virtual house I built. Like, you still live in a shitty fucking
and
trailer.
You gotta go to work and everything.
Right. Like, that, yeah, see, that just seems odd that, like, you're paying people. It seems like they should be paying you to make their little World of Warcraft function. Like, they made this world and now you're paying them to play inside of it.
So, what I'm trying to figure out is why is that stuff fun to do in the virtual world but not in real life?
Right, because in real life, after you're done working, you can't go slay a beast or go raiding and raping and pillaging and whatnot.
True.
Maybe that's why.
That must
and
be it.
Because it probably, because it also has the whole internet side of it where you're hiding behind an anonymous avatar or whatever. You're an ogre. Look, you know, being an ogre and slaying dragons is a lot cooler than being a douchey 16-year-old ginger kid and, you know, pushing fries.
True.
Okay, so your character also...
Oh, hey, Mike's playing WoW.
Of course he is. I know that.
And listening to this, hopefully.
Well, good. Can Mike be our undercover world of... Can you infiltrate the world of Warcraft and just tell all 11 million people that are inside the world of Warcraft right now that next time they have to go to World of Warcraft work, they should listen to the Jam Hole while they do it?
We just need to get a bunch of people...
We need to get Mike's whole guild in on this shit.
Yeah, we need to get people who play World of Warcraft to just spam the jamhole.com and that whole fucking thing.
Just do it.
Just everywhere.
Everywhere. Can you guys do that for me?
That'd be amazing. That'd be the best way to advertise anything. Seriously.
Do that for me, and for every referral, you'll get a free t-shirt. I will just give these motherfuckers away.
Right, because you can't sell them.
Well, I'm not really trying anymore, but I mean, if you guys want one, I have them. I mean, you know, if you wanted one, I'm just
now
saying.
Now you can just wear one of those every day.
Yeah, I've just been wearing the same one, actually, but yeah.
Well, I mean, that one gets ruined.
Well, right, of course.
You have, you know.
Then I'll have. Like, when I need to wash it, I'll just throw it out and grab a new one.
You never
so
wear the
awesome.
Same one twice.
There's kids in Mumbai that just got the fuck bombed out of them, and they have no clothes, and I'm just, like, disposing of my t-shirts every time they're dirty.
You only use it once.
That's great. So, okay. You have to have a day job to pay for your raiding and your beast killing. Check. Even stranger, enterprising gamers can make gold in a sort of commodities market that is formed in the World of Warcraft world, the WoW world, if you will. There is an in-game auction house where items are bought and sold between players, so you can sit there among the elves and monsters and act like you're on the floor of the stock exchange. Buy low, sell high, get rich. There's even complex software plugins people use to track price histories and trends. There's speculation, price fluctuations, and selling panics. And if you're asking why this is superior to, say, getting a similar job in real life, we suspect the answer is that in WoW, you get to dress like this the whole time. And, let's see, I'll just paste the little link here to what you get to dress like in WoW, and... You'll see why being in the World of Warcraft is just so much, so much more awesome than, you know, not.
Well, on top of that, you get to be like, you know, some other creature.
Right. That's why I say it has the whole anonymous part of the internet going for it also.
Right.
But it's like, we could do that with this show. I mean, you're not going to slay monsters, but you can come on our forums and be an anonymous troll, I guess. Let's see, number five, WoW is also a lot like job hunting. You know how during your first month in prison, you want to find a gang to join, so somebody's got your back in case you get shanked in the yard. You know, right?
Right.
Okay. I mean, we've all been to prison, right?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Well, in World of Warcraft, those gangs are called guilds. Either, fortunately or unfortunately, depending on how you look at it, guilds have plenty of people lining up ready to sacrifice their social lives to the group. See, this is very interesting to me. This is the mechanics of how it sucks people in.
Right.
This is why we have a few less friends.
This is why they get addicted.
Right. So that's, I'm glad we're going into this. Aspiring members are so eager that they are willing to go through a ridiculously involved guild application process. Wow, that's so crazy. Like, I have to play with you guys. You guys are the fucking, the bee's knees up
you
in this world.
You are the
world.
Best.
You guys are where it's at, and I want to play with you.
I got to fill out an application so you can
that's
find
fine.
Out if I'm worthy.
I will do
of
that
you.
Because you guys are so awesome.
Right.
Like, what level is
like,
that?
Like, I want to work for you.
What level is that staff you limp around with? Because that's amazing. I'm not worthy at all to play with you guys. number one, you register on the guild forum and fill out an application like this one. They give a link. You guys are following along in the chat. Number two, guild officers then go over your application, check out your equipment, and contact you if you meet their standards. Hmm. They're like, hey... This might sound gay, but I'm going to need to check out your equipment, if you know what I mean.
Yeah, got to see your gear.
Right, I got to make sure you're well-equipped,
right.
If you will, for our missions. God, this is kind of making me want to play.
Are you serious?
No, Not at all. Three, if you measure up, you'll be allowed to go on some raids, which are missions in parentheses, with them as an app when you're only allowed limited participation. So it's like you can come with us, but you don't get to do anything. You're just like,
you're just
following them around.
Right.
That's so cool. You guys are so awesome. I just want to take this moment to thank you guys for letting me follow you guys around, you know, showing me the ropes.
Yeah.
And here's my, I did bring my application if you guys want to look over this. Mm-hmm. And then here's a full inventory of all of my gear, what level it's at, and what kind of enchantment, if applicable. How gay is that if you make a list of all of your WoW gear?
That's pretty bad.
That's pretty bad, right?
What's even more awesome is people sell them on the internet for real money to people.
To use in their not real
right,
playland.
Right.
That is kind of fucking awesome.
That's pretty crazy that you could sell something like that.
Right. It's like I'm going to just make up something that's totally not real, and I'm going to sell it to you. But the thing is, like, here's the catch. You're going to pay me real money for it, and I'm going to give it to you.
But not only that, like, my brother plays that game.
Of course he does.
Of
course he does.
And he has bought a character before.
Of course.
And, like, a character that has, like, the best gear you can sell, and people will buy them for, like, $900.
So you could technically make a real job out of this fake job.
Right, just making characters and like getting them, you know, all the best stuff and then selling them on the internet for real money. That's pretty
crazy. Some of that internet money.
Yeah.
Alright, so then you will go on some more raids with them as a trial, of course. You know, this is called your trial probation period, of course, with limited access to forums and guild chat. Again, this could last for weeks or months. You could spend, like, your whole life trying to get to be a member of this guild, and the day before you die on your deathbed, they will finally accept you.
Burger says, Matt, you want a WoW 10-day free pass? You just need to try.
No, I don't.
You should try it.
I don't. No. Don't push this on me.
Will you get addicted?
Here, Matt, here's a needle with some heroin in it. You should
do
this.
Try.
I think you should start this again. You're more fun to be around when you're fucked up.
But that's
here, Matt,
different.
Will you try this? And then
you're more fun to be around when you're not around playing this game.
I love coming over to your house and like just hanging out with you while you're playing WoW, and yep. I'm just kind of sitting here like wishing you paid as much attention to me as you did your fucking WoW game.
That's awesome.
And then I sound like your wife because that's the exact same thing she says. I wish you would have paid more attention to me.
And then she left, which is why you're playing
right?
WoW even more.
You better watch your bitch if you ain't fucking her right. Oh, finally, you will be made a full member, assuming you've not been rejected at any of the previous steps. Mm. Has anyone been known to kill themselves because of a certain guild wouldn't let them in?
I hope so.
I sure fucking hope so. Oh, let's see here. You might have noticed that most political offices don't have that kind of vetting process. That's true. Mm. Like, it takes more application and trial process to get into a WoW guild than it does to run for mayor. That's awesome.
Really?
Well, I just made that up.
I was like, mayor? I mean, maybe a real job or something.
Well, yeah. The guild, they're like, but your guild sign said now accepting applications. And they're like, well, we'll get a hold of you in a few months. Mm-hmm. We're not accepting them now. You
right.
know, like in the real
we'll
world.
We'll consider you in the future.
Yeah. We'll
possibly.
Think about it.
Right.
Because we foresee us needing a guild member.
And,
with
you know, we got to make sure we get the best one possible.
Of course.
So if you're not the best,
because I don't know if you noticed, but the name of this guild is the best guild ever, or aka better than your guild. Oh, man. So, let's see. At this point, guild shopping might sound suspiciously like job hunting to you, but it isn't. When you apply for a job, employers not only don't mind you applying for other jobs at the same time, they expect it. But in WoW, you are expected to only apply with one guild at a time. So if the months-long trial period ends in failure, you have to start over. And you do it all for the privilege of wearing the guild's proud name over your head everywhere you go. That is so awesome. Number four, Prejudice is alive and well in the game world. Would you guess that, like, out of 11 million people, there would be any kind of prejudice happening there?
Are you fucking noob?
Yeah! Prejudice to how long you've been a part of right. the World of Warcraft.
You're new to it, so you're a noob and get picked on.
Do you think all the people that work at Blizzard, like, obviously they play this game. Obviously. Do you think they're just, like, the biggest douches in the World of Warcraft?
Probably.
They're like, actually, we wrote the game, like a noob or whatever.
And they probably
like,
have like better stuff than
you guys,
anyone.
What do you think? You wrote this game? And the Blizzard guy's like, actually, yes, we did write this game. And then they're just, I can just picture him being like total fucking D-bags.
Mike
just,
says, I think it's hilarious how you guys spend all this time complaining about something you don't participate in and really don't know anything about. But I guess that's the whole point of the show.
That kind of, I guess we are no better now than the people that are like, oh, heroin's bad for you, but then they've never tried it.
Right. True. Yeah,
that's true.
But Burger says we need to start the Jam Hole Guild.
Oh, man. How awesome would that be? So let's go through a little prejudice, and then we'll get on to some confessions. Like in a social environment, WoW has stereotypes. Of course it does. Of course, the players can't see your actual race, but that's okay. You choose a race and class when you start the game, and you'll be stereotyped based on that instead. So, like in the real world, we have stereotypes because of how you were born. Say you were born black, you're going to get that African-American stereotype, or if you were born white, and you're going to have that stereotype and right. shit. But in World of Warcraft, you can actually pick what race you're going to be, and then you just you absorb, for lack of a better word, the stereotypes that come with it.
Right.
So why wouldn't everyone just pick the one that has the good stereotype? It's like in real life, everyone would have just chosen to be born white and rich. Mm-hmm. Like, why don't...
I don't know.
Huh. So, that's weird. It's like, I was born this lion rogue cleric plus five. Don't mock me for that. I didn't have a choice. You.
It's just the way I was born.
That's right. Just because I have a tail doesn't mean you can mock me and be racially prejudiced and stereotypical. For instance, you can choose to play as a hunter. People will promptly refer to you as a huntard. I would be so pissed. Like, I paid $15 a month and mm-hmm. I'm going to be a hunter. And I paid all this money just to come in here and have a bunch of geek dipshits call me a huntard.
Wow, cool.
I know, dude. That would,
it's like getting picked on in high school.
And start speaking to you loudly and slowly because you're a huntard. Are hunters dumber on average than any other class? It's impossible to prove that kind of thing with hard facts or statistics, but yes.
What's that?
I'm kind of a podtard. Hey, podtard.
Yeah.
It turns out a lot of new players and or kiddies choose hunters when they first start playing. It's an easy class for the novice. So the hunter equals dumbass stereotype was born and deeply entrenched in the culture. Is WoW its own culture?
I think so, and it's 11 million people.
That's true. That's bigger than a cult.
Yeah.
That's like a small nation.
And I think earlier, Paulo said the population in America is 300 million.
300 million in America?
Yeah.
So they're at 11 million? Yeah. So that's like, yeah.
Got ways to go.
Yeah, we're still working on it. Oh, let's see.
And then it's 11 million, and then the world.
And then the
world. World of Warcraft is trying to
first
take over
WoW,
the real world.
And then the real
they're
world.
They're enslaving the human race.
First WoW, and then Rao, yeah. The real world.
Blizzard is trying to enslave the human race by getting everyone to play World
if
of Warcraft.
If they start offering a Spinal Tap way to play the World of Warcraft, then we'll know it's too late.
Yeah.
So, another class, the rogues, have a reputation for being assholes. Again, there's a reason for this. When playing against other humans, their most effective means of attack is to sneak up on people before they're ready, kill them very quickly, and use their abilities to run away before their victim's friend can get revenge. That's awesome. That's like just running up, slitting your throat, and bailing. Being like, you just got punked, biatch.
Nice.
Holy shit, dude. That's a G'd up way to play. Do you think, like, all the black people play as rogues and they just roll around in little
fucking
rogue...
fucking backstabbers.
Little rogue fucking thugged
no,
out.
No, all the chicks play because they're backstabbers.
I could see that, actually. being little rogues and shit, little female.
Just fucking sneaky and being all sneaky and fucking bam!
Enchantress from hell.
Get you, yeah.
So, drink. Thus, players have figured out that many people select rogues specifically because they enjoy this kind of hit-and-run behavior. You think that transfers into the real world?
Yes.
Very much so. Again, we're not saying that all rogue players are bad people, but they are. And then there's just a few more headings here. A whole lot of time of play time is spent doing things that have nothing to do with the game. You have to learn a new retarded language, the dictionary thesaurus of World of Warcraft bullshit. And the number one thing is the WoW world is plagued by sexual deviance. Huh. That sounds kind of interesting. Should we read a little of that?
Sure.
Like any online community, WoW has its share of perverts. Is that Mike? People that yes. are into uniporn and shit.
Yep.
One particularly odd manifestation of this is people approaching night elf female characters. That's these things. They're, yeah, I could see that. I'd bro down on one of them. I'd let her take a walk with my staff, if you know what I mean.
Your staff of power.
I could crack WoW fucking puns all day. and offering... They approach these female night elf characters, offer them World of Warcraft gold to take off their clothes and dance. Why they can't make their own night elf female character take off its clothes and dance is going to have to remain between them and God, because we don't really want to know. That's a little joke there from the writer. But that's true. Like, you're going up and paying this gold that you spent, like, hours of your real life trying to get.
Right.
And then you're just going to give it to this character that chose. Do you think that means then, in turn, there are people that go on there and get these night elf characters just to whore them out to these pervs that have farmed? Like, it's a whole pimp ho type of system.
Like, is there, like, a certain street in the cities of World of Warcraft you where you go down to the corner and all the fucking night elf whores are just hanging out?
Yeah, maybe a little night elf whore house you could open up. Maybe that's where we should find a place to, like, we could open up a little jam hole night elf whore house, enchant it with the jam hole. we could buy, like, a World of Warcraft continent and make Jamholia.
Nice.
Yes, that would be a good idea.
We could put that in the next expansion.
Yes, incredibly, WoW's programmers didn't seem to anticipate any of this, and so the game doesn't give players a lot of ability to perform any sexual actions, but like you said, that will be in the next expansion. Let's see here. Then there's the Deep Run Tram, an automated tram running between two major WoW cities, which has gained a reputation as a place for perverts to secretly have cyber sex. And sometimes they get caught, as relayed in this infamous tale. Oh, if this is a chat log, we're going to totally reenact it. Oh, it's not. Never mind. This WoW soap opera carried out among some Chinese players is pretty long and convoluted, but the basics are that Bronze Mustache stole another guy's wife, Quiet Moon, and the Chinese WoW community became so upset over it that there were mass server crashing protests, eventually culminating in a mass in-game suicide. And there's a picture here of all these dead WoW characters.
Nice.
That's so awesome. All right, well, that's about it for the World of Warcraft. Literally, I would hope. You ready for some confessions?
Do some confessions.
Let's do some fucking... there's some good ones. You know, we've never experienced confessions on a Saturday night, Sunday morning thing.
Usually, I wonder how shitty people's Saturdays are.
I don't know. I hope it's as bad as people's Mondays, Wednesdays, and Fridays, though.
I hope. It might be worse.
I am so lonely that it makes me sick.
It's not a good start.
Not starting out on the positive side, are we? I can't eat without burning in my stomach and my head. My best friend lives with me and we're never apart. My bro, you could say. Mm-hmm. My bro mate, if you will. But I haven't had a boyfriend in so long that it hurts my heart. Have you ever actually felt your heart hurt? Like, in the literal physical sense, like, my heart hurts.
No.
You've been upset.
Yeah.
And you've cried.
Right.
You didn't hear that mention I made on the show, did you, about that? About, Ben was saying something about how, when all the kickball team was here, mm-hmm. like the mic stand got kicked over and you cried. And I was like, well, yeah, that's kind of crazy too, because I make so much fun of your dad killing himself and you never bat an eye. But then like one little thing goes wrong with the show and you're like bawling in tears.
Well, yeah,
it's just awesome that you love this show more than your own father who's dead and
oh no himself. It's just you kind of come to terms with those things after like 6 years
that you have no control over.
Yeah, it's like I'm like kind of,
I can't help it that my heart hurts. Leave me alone, don't judge me for that. I actually am physically sick. I won't be surprised if I die of a broken heart. I will be surprised.
No, I read a story a long time ago about this woman that actually died from a broken heart after her husband died.
Like
from like her, she had like her heart, something went wrong with her heart because she was so like stressed and upset or something like that from her husband dying that it stopped her heart or something.
I won't believe that until I get the coroner's report and it says fucking COD, broken heart. That's clogged. You might want to fix that. I got a hand job from my girlfriend under the table while at a restaurant. So when you're a little kid feeling under the restaurant tables, all that gum and stuff, some of that wasn't gum. She used butter for lube. Butter. Do you think?
That's greasy.
Like, just imagine rubbing butter on your face. How much bad acne would break out and shit. Could you imagine just getting jerked off with a thing of Lando Lakes?
No.
That would just,
I'm good.
Greasy and shit. Bon Jovi's new song is so stupid. That one made me bored. I always make, have you heard Bon Jovi's new song? Do you
need
something?
No, I haven't. Yes, I do.
What do you need, sir?
Something
I can assist you.
Small and round.
Your penis.
Negative.
The cat's penis. Wait, the cat's a female.
That's too small.
There's
just keep talking.
Something over there. Have you heard Bon Jovi's new song?
No.
Okay, me neither. I heard it's so stupid. I always make little bets with myself, so I'll go do something else. Like on this site, I'll be like, I'll just read one more page, or I'll be staring out the window and I'll go. I'll just wait for one more car to pass, then I'll go to my room. Or I'll be watching TV, and I'll be like, I'll just wait for the next commercial, and then I'll go to bed. I'm very proud of myself when I really keep true to these bets, but I rarely do. Do you ever do that? I kind of do that sometimes.
Not really.
Like, I remember doing it a lot when I was, like, really bad into being on shit, on the fucking pills and shit. Mm-hmm. I'd be like, all right, one more cigarette or like 3 more minutes and then I'll call again. Like if no one's home and you're trying to score some shit, you're like, all right, one more cigarette, or I'll wait till the next song goes, or like
that is bad.
One more car that goes by. Like it used to be really bad like that, but you've never done that with just anything.
I don't know. That's a little like obsessive, and I've never really gotten like that with anything. I guess.
Yeah, you don't. I have more of an OCD kind of thing going than you do.
Yeah, I don't really have that.
Like with how my shoes are all in a row, and I have to like do certain things before I.
Well,
can
I am like that with stuff too, but
have to update my podcast before I can go to work and shit. All right, I'll download one more. I do that on the internet too. Like if I'm looking for themes or something, like I'll just get so carried away in it, I'll be like, all right, one more page of themes, and then I'll pick what I've gotten from there so far, because I'll download a bunch and then I'll go through it. So when Google started theming its shit, like its Gmail and stuff, I had to stop myself. Yeah, there's like so many, dude. You could go on, there's like, it's like one of 10 of like 56,000 pages, and I will just sit there and go through them all if I don't be like in my mind, like, okay, one more page and then you're done. Like, I will totally.
I just go through it until I see the first one I think is.
Well, that's the thing, because I'm always like, well, what if there's a cooler one? And then I'm trapped in the never ending, but what if there's a cooler one? It's really a thing, my own fucking.
It's like your World of Warcraft.
Flaw, kind of. Yeah, like, okay, 10 more pieces of gold and then I'll go to bed.
One more quest.
One more. Oh, man. That's awesome. Next one here. I sometimes wish I didn't have a penis. Have you ever thought that way?
No.
No?
I haven't.
Really?
The only time I would ever think that is if someone kicked me in my penis really hard. I'd be like, God, I wish I didn't have this.
If I didn't have this right now,
this
I would.
This would hurt so bad.
It wouldn't be.
Or I guess if I got like AIDS or something. But, you know, I guess you can get that from...
If you got the AIDS, it wasn't from your penis. It was probably from your butthole from another dude's penis.
Well, you can like, get AIDS from girls, though. I don't know if you know this or not.
Right, okay. Never mind. I'm so upset because after waiting for months to get married to my fiancé, I had enough of waiting. And when I merely wanted to talk to him, he told me I was pushing him too hard and we broke up. It's all my fault. He's like, "What?" She's like, "So... we're engaged now, but we haven't set the date. I was just wondering if..." Oh! Why don't you give me some fucking room, bitch? Now we're not... You know what? Fine. You want to break up with me? Fine. Mm-hmm. It's over. And that's it.
That's
and he's
it.
Like, God, finally. She's so annoying.
And you were going to marry her.
I know, right? You guys were getting married. You had rings picked out and shit. I'm in love with my best friend. He's a wonderful and amazing and has no clue. We have sex and it's awesome. Is that good practice to get into, having sex with your best friend?
No.
Will they stay your best friend for long?
Nope.
Nope.
It won't end well.
Either.
Whatever happens won't be good.
No, can't be. I'm scared that if I tell him how much I love him, it'll ruin us. Probably, right?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Definitely.
I'm going to have to say yes. I want to marry him. Ugh, definitely don't tell him that. You tell him that, it's later, dude.
Yeah.
You will never...
That's when he says bye.
You will never see his penis again, ever. I promise you. He's everything to me. You probably want to go ahead and leave that out also. Mm-hmm. a few more here. I say that I'm happy with myself. Happy... Where do you think the butt is going to come in here? Well, I'm going to let you go ahead and hit the bell, I almost called it. Hit the bro when you think the butt is going to come, and I'll just read it. I won't stop until you hit the bell, okay?
Okay.
Ready?
Okay.
And go. I say that I am happy with myself, happy with my friends, family, my talents, and skills. The way... No!
No, damn it! No! I thought right there,
you butt. Jumped the gun. Almost, though. All right. That was
darn.
Good. The way I look, and that's where you would have said, but, when in actuality, the way I look, and generally just my overall position in life, but, that's where the but comes in, so, I'm sorry.
Darn.
You are incorrect. But, hey, good try, my friend, good try.
Thanks.
So, what do you think this but is going to be?
But, just make
true the opposite of what I just said because that's what it means. But whenever I have a moment of free time, my mind wanders to a realm where I am this superhuman whom is graced with what I perceive as a perfect world. You think this guy's like narcoleptic daydreamer?
He's gotta be.
You're like, dude, that's actually not the real world.
Right.
That's a dream.
Or he's like on a permanent trip.
Right. Just always, forever, infinitely. Mm-hmm. I say that I'm not superficial, materialistic, or envious. Nay, I am none of these things. But I can't seem to stop thinking about this world where I have everything I could ever want, and everyone looks up to me. Arrgh, matey. I wish I could just accept myself for who I am and what I have, which isn't much. But I wish I could. I will always fantasize about the life I will never experience. Maybe lots of people have such thoughts. Do you think that a lot of people just totally wish they had everything all the time? Always?
Yeah, probably.
Forever and ever.
I think probably everyone.
Everyone?
Yeah.
I've done that.
Me too.
I've caught myself, like, while I'm driving, just kind of zoning off and thinking, like, not closing my eyes, obviously, because
right.
I'm driving
right.
and it's daytime, but just like thinking what it would be like doing a show in front of all these people, like at this fucking coffee shop weed place in Amsterdam, and just like finishing up the show and everyone standing up and applauding and just and standing up with you and taking our bows and then leaving and them shouting
our weed.
Encore! Encore! Throwing panties and bras and buds and bongs.
Look at the cat right now.
Oh, I know. The cat's licking her
But look at how she's like sitting.
That's
too.
That's awesome.
She sits like a person.
Well, we get cameras here after you get your first paycheck and you blow it all on shit for the jam hole. We should get a kitty cam also. That's just like a camera set up to track the cat's movements at all times. Mm. That'd be cool. So, what was I saying?
I don't know.
Oh, okay.
Drink.
Drink. No, I was saying something. Oh, yeah, like just daydream about that. That'd be so awesome. But then I wake up and I'm like, oh, at my next stop. And I'm like, cool.
This is what's really happening.
This again. Yeah. Fun. Maybe lots of people have such thoughts, but I don't think it is too healthy to be dwelling on my misfortunes. When in the eyes of people across the world, I'm already an incredibly lucky guy. Like, you think people perceive you as being very lucky, but you're daydreaming that you had even more. That's just
yeah.
That whole
you wish your life was even better,
and whereas that it already is really awesome to other people. They look up to you like, man, you have an awesome life. But then you're looking up to this totally other, even more awesome life that you can never have, and that makes you miserable. But other people are like, wow, you must be totally awesome. Mm-hmm. It's all that
never happy
sucks. Never. Why don't we just trade? I'll trade you
your
awesome life for mine, but I get to keep the show. Oh, a couple more here. I secretly want attention for my insecurities. Male or female?
Female.
Attention whores, right?
Yep.
You know what I mean. How I loathe the way I look, which causes me to, what do you think? What's
cut myself.
No, incorrect. You may think cut myself, but nay, to starve myself. That's
the
other.
It's one of the two.
It's either cut
it's 50-50.
Or you're puking. You're right. I don't know. I'm fucking borderline, and it sucks, man. Dude, I am fucking borderline here, man. I am fucking borderline here. That means this is the edge, and this is the borderline of said edge.
And you're on it.
And I'm borderline, man, which means almost off the edge, over the edge, going fucking nuts.
Okay.
I'm borderline, man, and it sucks. All I know is that I am keeping my problems to myself. I kind of wish you wouldn't, because I like, what could be so bad that you're borderline? You're fucking borderline, man.
Yeah, I want to know what's so bad.
Is it like borderline schizophrenia, borderline psychosis with neurotic tendencies, borderline fucking, what is it? Are you bipolar? Are you borderline bipolar? Are you polar, what is it? Talk to me, man.
Are you polarized?
Polarized, huh? Bipolarized? Are you bicurious? What's the deal? Last one here. I'm 21. Where do you think this could possibly be going?
Something bad with alcohol.
Something has to do with my best friend and a baby.
God, that fucking cat. Look.
That's so weird.
It's funny looking.
You're just sitting there like a normal person.
Where's your camera? I need a picture of this. Don't move.
Here it is. That's not going to work. You're going to need the real camera, which is in my backpack. Last one here. I'm 21. I lost an unborn baby the other day. Like, nice. I had this unborn baby, and then, like, I woke up and it was gone. I totally lost it, and I don't know where the fuck it went.
Seriously.
I never felt so devastated because I was so excited about being a mother, or so empty like I'm missing something. And no one knows about this, of course, because I just lost it. And if someone knew I lost it, maybe they could help me find it, right? Mm-hmm. They think I was crazy because I'm still young. They say crazy. I say just plain fucking stupid. I mean, you're 21. You really want to have a baby? You probably got a banging ass body.
If you're gonna, you should at least wait until, like, you're 30, you know?
At least.
Because then you're kind of, you know.
I say 35.
Right.
If by then, you're for sure all done fucking
you should,
and
by
shit.
Then, yeah, you should be able to have partied all
what
the
I'm
time
saying
you need.
Is by the time you're 35, you're not gonna need your vagina anymore.
Right.
Is basically what I'm saying.
You better have found someone who's married you and is stuck with you by then.
Right. Or else that sucks. So. All right, well, you ready to do some news here?
Yes.
Man, how long has it been since you've done some news?
A week.
How's that feel?
Feels all right.
Really?
Yeah.
Are you thinking about just quitting?
No.
Giving up the show? You done? Uh-uh. Should I find someone more permanently?
Nope.
Are you sure?
Yeah.
Don't leave me hanging, brohound.
Why would I do that?
I don't know. I'm asking you. Why would you? You're the one
I
doing it, not me. I'm here. I'm here every day.
Yeah. Well, it's because you live here.
It's a damn good thing we didn't sell 30 t-shirts, isn't it? That would have sucked.
Yeah, you would have.
You're like, this again? Fuck. Didn't we just do some new? Fuck.
No,
this.
But you'd have to do it by yourself, like, every day.
Every day, huh? Because you can't do shows during the week right now, can you?
Not yet.
What's your schedule like before
well,
we do some news?
Well, right now, I don't really know yet. But in, like, two more weeks, it'll be Tuesday through Saturday.
Huh. So, hey, we do have some clues to do. Thank you, Burger and Paulo, for hooking up. Wow, we got a bunch of clues to do. All right, well, call it in the air. We got a couple stories to do here.
Heads. How about you just flick it again?
It was tails, but I dropped it. That's hard to do when you're stoned. It is heads. Absolutely it is. You read first, my friend. Episode 119. You know, though, I do feel like we're kind of cheating. Like, we're doing episodes on Saturday now. We did four episodes this week just to, like, I don't know. I feel like maybe other shows might be like, oh, you guys are just doing that to catch up quicker.
We're doing that, like, because I want to do the show, but I can't.
We're doing
that
because Braden hasn't been able to be on the fucking show for a whole week. And
I need to do it.
Yeah, you have to.
It's got to happen.
I mean, I offered to do it Thursday night on Thanksgiving. That is my fucking dedication. That's what
no,
I
that's
come
just because you didn't have a family that wanted to spend time with you.
That's bullshit. I had my grandparents.
What did you do for Thanksgiving?
I went over to my mom's house. Oh. It was my grandma and my grandpa and my stepdad and my brother and my mom. And we were all hanging out. And my grandparents were there. And we ate ham and turkey.
I had a Mexican Thanksgiving.
What's that? Hungry man?
No, you have like tamales and...
Really?
Yeah,
who
stuff
the
like
fuck
that.
Is Mexican in your family?
No one. It was just we wanted to do something different.
Oh.
I mean, I was sick of turkey.
We're doing this thing. It's called Holidays Around the World, where we take a little sampler of everybody's
holiday. Well, no, we're just
holiday.
Sick of eating the same Thanksgiving food we eat every year.
But it's like
different.
The one day a year you eat
no,
turkey.
No, it's two, because you do in Christmas, and I don't even
do
like
you?
Turkey. Yeah,
we,
that, doesn't
we
everybody?
Always did like ham on Christmas, but on Thanksgiving it's usually turkey, but this time we did turkey and ham.
Yeah, it's always, for me, it's always been turkey on both.
A herky, if you will.
A toe herky?
Dude, bro hound, I downed this mad herky the other night, yo. It was hot.
It was hot.
All right, what do you got for us, episode 119?
This one is called Two Gunmen Kill Each Other and Shoot Out at Toys R Us in Palm Desert.
Wow.
Yeah.
Add that shit to the list, bitch.
Do you think that was on Black Friday?
At Toys R Us? Yeah, I'm going to have to say. I haven't really heard of a shooting at Toys R Us in quite a while. I'm going to have to say yes, absolutely.
Oh, yep. You're right.
Is
yep.
it?
Yeah.
Survey says yes?
Yep.
Good.
Police say the shooting was apparently sparked by a dispute between two couples who had previous hostility. Other shoppers hide or flee in panic. Reporting from Palm Desert in Los Angeles, most shoppers headed to Toys R Us Desert on Friday morning.
Fuck yeah, nigga. He's like, I'm a Toys R Us kid, bitch. Bop, bop, bop.
Well, no, it's their parents getting them Christmas presents for cheap early.
Of course.
You know,
but
course.
You they know, they were shit. Looking at some shit, too.
Well, yeah. They're,
like,
for
oh
themselves.
Shit, nigga, that the new Optimus Prime,
clutching,
son?
Clutching
hell
their,
yeah, holla, Optimus
clutching
Prime.
Their doorbuster ads in their shopping list, at least two men walked into the busy store armed with their guns. Instead of the usual frantic chaos on Black Friday, the year's busiest shopping day, mayhem erupted in the electronics department about 11:30 a.m.
Do you think it went
down? Two men dead in a gunfight and crowds of shoppers ducking for cover.
Of course. Do you think it went down like Pulp Fiction style? Like they just... They're in the trunk in the parking lot, cocking their guns, talking about cheeseburgers and shit, and they put their sunglasses on. He's like, you ready? He's like, let's do this. And they walk up to the door, and they both kick it open and just lay shit to waste. He's like, where's my fucking Xbox 360, nigga? Where it at? Holla. Let's get that shit checked the fuck out, son. We out.
I sure hope it was like that.
Well, Black Friday, I mean, you know it had to have been.
Why's that?
Because that's just how we roll. Holla.
That should have been on
if it was
list.
White Friday, it would have been a bunch of fucking pussy-ass white dudes slapping the shit out of each other. There wouldn't have been no shots fired. There ain't no 187.
It's not named Black Friday because of black people.
It's not? What? Are you serious?
Is that what you're saying?
That's what it is, isn't it?
No.
Black
what?
Friday. No?
No.
What is it then? Explain this to
Black
me, please.
Black Friday is when, like, I can't remember.
I thought it was named after our African-American brothers.
No.
And sisters.
No.
And mamas.
Why would they name a day where everything, the price is cut on everything over because of them?
Well, I don't know. I thought it was to even out the white person's one.
What?
Good Friday.
Are you serious?
That's, no?
You fucking racist.
What? How is that racist?
Well, because you're saying a white people's day is Good Friday.
Well, no, I'm just saying Good Friday.
And black
isn't
people's
that,
day
is
Black
on.
Friday when people get killed.
Well, no, on Good Friday, someone got killed. Our Lord and Savior,
oh,
Jesus
right.
Christ. He
yeah,
was white.
For
That's
us.
Good Friday. He was, right? Well, I'm saying the Jews killed him, but they got theirs when Hitler killed a bunch of them, right? Mm. That was revenge for that.
No.
No? Am I just way off here?
Yes, you are.
Why did Hitler kill the Jews then?
No, I was kidding about that.
Oh, that's why. Okay. Because they killed Jesus.
Right.
Okay. And that's why it's called Good Friday.
Mm-hmm.
And Jesus was white.
Mm-hmm.
Some say. He may have been black. I
who
don't know.
Knows, really?
Who, I don't know.
Could have been a chick.
I'm just speculating. It's all speculative.
You'd think if there is a God,
but
it
that's
probably
all why it's
wasn't,
called...
like, human. Like, it would be in the same form as us.
God is just an idea.
Or God was some higher form of, you know...
The universe.
Living, I guess. Of life.
It's intense.
Yes.
Right now, I'm reading that Paul Davies book, The Mind of God. It's talking about how... If there, that God is like this gap fucking argument thing that they only, people only bring God in when there's no other explanation mm-hmm. for things. But then as science progresses, science gives explanations for these things
right.
and God gets slowly phased out. And we're at the point right now where the only purpose for God supposedly is that he started the Big Bang in the first place like a clock and then just sat back and let it go. But then like other people say he actually interacts with the physical reality and shit. But yeah, it's crazy. They're saying how he would have to be outside of time and space to have existed before time and all this.
Right.
It blows my fucking mind, dude.
Yeah, it's hard
I love
to
reading
think
that
about.
Shit. But yeah, so it kind of made sense, though, how they explained it like that. Like, whenever you can explain something, it's so easy to be like, oh, that's an act of God.
Right.
But then, you know, as
it's
your
just
technology.
An easy fallback.
Yeah, but then as the technology, you know, exponentially gets better, mm-hmm. they can look at things. Better and be like, no, this is what caused it, and then you're like, oh, okay, well, we don't need God anymore. It's like a handy go-to thing, you know.
Yeah,
it kinda. Seems kind of shitty that it is that way.
Well, it's because people don't want to admit that they don't know something, so
right.
when they don't know, they'll say, well, it's God,
right? Or when they have no control over it,
yeah,
it's like,
and
oh,
it makes
well.
Them feel like they have some control
right,
over
right because at least if I don't have control over it,
it's
at least
God
does,
yeah,
and God
exactly.
has a plan for us,
right?
And
God's
not,
great,
right?
He's watching my back, he's my bro.
I heard our God is an awesome God,
we bro down,
he reigns. From heaven above.
Don't do
with
that.
Wisdom.
You were singing that
holy
all
shit.
Day one time.
I know. I had it in my head because I heard it on Distorted View and Tim sung it. And I that they used to play that song all the time when I went to camp and when I went to
did
Christian
school.
Did you
have to school. Sing it?
Yeah, and do the motions.
That's
our
amazing.
God is an awesome. Yeah,
you remember it too?
Some of it. I vaguely. But I do remember
well,
some
I would
of it.
Imagine you blocked that part out of
I
your memories.
I am trying. It's a daily struggle being me, Braden. Let me tell you a little something.
I bet.
All right. So is that it for that story? Black. So no, explain that to me. Is that not why it's called Black Friday? Why would they, why is it called that?
I don't know exactly why it's called
well,
that.
Well, then you can't say that what I said
I,
is
well,
not
I
the reason.
Well, I was told what it was, but I can't exactly remember
what you
the
were
explanation
told?
Was.
You need to listen better.
No, I just don't
I
remember.
Need you to work on your listening skills.
Oh, I listen
you need,
just fine.
Like Ben said, you need to be an active listener.
Mm.
You need to listen better.
You ready?
Continue, all please. Right.
Joan Barrick, 40, of Desert Hot Springs, said she was buying a Barbie Jeep for her daughter when two women started brawling. As the women swung at each other, the men they were with also started arguing.
See, that's what I like to call a hoedown. That's when a you're out down? With your bros and your hoes end up starting shit, and then you gotta come
throw
in,
down?
And then you gotta regulate with your fucking gat and put some niggas' heads to rest.
Right. So it wasn't all like Pulp
right,
Fiction.
Right. No, it was more like their fucking bitch's fault.
Right. The younger,
that, you know what that tells me? somebody was not keeping a strong pimp hand. That's what that tells me. When hoes get out of line, it's because they're not properly handled.
Right. You need to pistol whip them a little more.
That's what I'm saying. You got to fucking regulates on these hoes. Just keep your pimp hand strong.
The younger of the two lifted up his shirt and flashed his handgun, pulling the grip from his baggy pants pocket. The other man yanked out his own handgun and started chasing him down the aisle and firing, witnesses said. So these two people,
can you imagine,
just happen to just carry fucking handguns with Toys R Us.
He's all trying to look tough because his bitch is acting up, and he just pulls his shirt up, and the other dude's like, shit, and he pulls his shirt up. Can you just imagine, though, like pulling out your gun and chasing this fool, but just like running down an aisle at Toys R Us. Yeah. Say the aisle with all the little plush stuffed animals and Barbie toys.
That should be
toys,
in a movie.
Just popping caps off. Just peeling this dude's
blowing
wig
out
back.
Merchandise.
Just, oh man, stuffed animals getting covered with blood.
People
and just,
getting knocked over.
Oh, complete and utter chaos. That's so awesome. So is that it for that story?
Yeah, pretty much.
All right. Well, this one is called Dutch Magic Mushroom Vendors Lose Court Bid Against Ban. And this comes out of the Netherlands, of course. Magic mushrooms will be banned in the Netherlands from next week after a court ruling Friday in the latest sign of a hardening stance on recreational drug use by the traditionally liberal Dutch. That's stupid.
That sucks.
You can come and just have sex with these whores, but don't eat the shrooms because
that
make
you crazy.
Fuck you up. And I just read like the headline and the first couple of lines, but I would just like to call this now. I think that the main reason this happened is because in Amsterdam, and this is just because I saw this when I was there. I was on a tram thing, you know, going from one part to the other. Mm-hmm. And there was this college frat dude there that obviously wasn't from Amsterdam, but just, you know, out with his bros, taking a brocation and shit, just checking out Amsterdam.
Right.
And he just, like, started freaking out and spazzing out and, like, passed out, like, blacked out or something, and just hit the fucking floor of the tram.
Wow.
And just... too much, dude. You can't, you know, you get to a place where it's legal and you just go nuts and you're in that mindset that, you know, those guys, those jock motherfuckers can't handle that shit very
well. That also, and like those people are like always gonna go crazy with it because
they have
it's
all
not,
that pressure from their parents and
and plus where they're from, it's not legal, it's not just that easy to get. And so, like, you go there, and it's like they
can
just get it and do it, and they're like, "Yeah, I'll
go. I can buy as much as I want."
Right?
Really? Okay.
And no, you know, chances of getting caught.
Right.
And
that's so, just what I think is maybe a part of why, because I can't see why else they do it.
And it only
people
happens,
that know what that shit's about generally respect it,
right? Like, because the mushrooms there is like built into their culture, so they're like. They're not going to go crazy with it because they're just used to it.
Well, yeah, I'm sure most of the residents there aren't, like, they don't, maybe they get hookers, but I don't think they go out and, like they just, I would think you would, if you lived there, you would get the weed and go home. Mm-hmm. Like, the shops are mostly for tourists to go there and smoke it and whatever, listen to the Jam Hole and shit. One day, dude, that'd be awesome. We won't be able to grow shrooms there if this fucking keeps up, but we can still grow weed and do shows and maybe sell shrooms
still
out the
shrooms.
Back room, you know. Just not as many as I was wanting to do. The ban will be in place from Monday after a district court in The Hague rejected a petition by a body representing vendors of the hallucinogenic fungi to halt a health ministry ban on their cultivation and sale. The ruling comes days after authorities ordered dozens of Amsterdam's famous cannabis-selling coffee shops to close, and two other municipalities announced that they would close down all their cannabis cafes from February. They're closing down the weed shops, too?
Wow.
Is that what I'm to understand?
I don't know.
Quote, this is bad news for us. For us, too, man. I hear you.
I feel you.
Paul Van Ooyen is like, man, this is bad news. He's a spokesman for the vendors. We are highly disappointed. Highly, because it's drugs. Can you? Thank you. I can't read. There's so much shit in the way. An ashtray, a bong, and a glass, and then the bell. The district court dismissed the VLO's petition for an urgent interdict against the band as groundless and unfair. They're like, that is unfair. That's bullshit.
You are not being fair.
You are not being fair to us. The ban introduced by Health Minister and already passed by lawmakers will now come into force on December 1st. So you got like a day to get your shit. The legislation forbids both the cultivation and sale of fresh hallucinogenic mushrooms, which grow naturally in the wild in several areas. So you think they'll go as far as to like go and rip up all the crops, all the outcroppings of wild ones too?
Right, or just go like kill it.
Just fucking flamethrowers mm-hmm. and shit, just destroying the environment.
Or just cover it in some kind of poison that'll kill it.
Or kill you if you feel like, oh, right, dude, a shroom, yeah. I'm going to eat it. Oh, I'm dead. Oh. Cool, dude. A total of 186 species of shrooms, or paddos, will become illegal from Monday, with more expected to follow later. The dried variety has been illegal in the country for several years. When I went there, they were all fresh. Like, you went into the smart shop, mm-hmm. and they had these big lit-up refrigerator, like, with clear door, big things that... showcases, but they yeah. were refrigerated, and they just had boxes of the fresh shrooms there, but they're like, don't dry them, or if you do, don't let anyone see it because it's illegal. Which is, I don't understand
why.
Why
is it illegal?
I don't know. Do they think it's like more potent if they're dried or something? It's like, it's the same shroom, dude. It just,
yeah, it just doesn't...
there's no moisture in it now.
Right. The water's gone.
The water's not what's getting you fucked up. I can promise you that. Klink believes consumption of the fungi sold in the Netherlands as so-called smart shops can lead to unpredictable and risky behavior because people can't handle their shit when they trip. His ban follows the death in March last year of a French teenager who had taken mushrooms before jumping to her death from an Amsterdam bridge, reigniting a national debate over tolerance of the substance. So you go to Amsterdam with your bros.
Right, yeah.
There's some chicks with you. Yeah. You know, your group. You're right. Fucking, you're stable, if you will.
Stable.
And you guys are like, dude, shrooms, let's fucking trip, bro. Let's fucking totally do it. And then you guys all do it. And one of the chicks that's with you is starting to freak out.
Yeah.
She's losing her shit. You guys.
She should not have eaten them.
Right. She gets on a bridge and she's like clucking like a chicken and shit, mm-hmm. just freaking
all
out.
Fucked up.
And she just jumps. And dies. And you guys get in trouble.
Yeah.
And now, on your heads, you can sleep or not sleep knowing that it's your fault.
You killed somebody.
No, it's your fault that you can't buy shrooms in Amsterdam anymore. Yeah.
But like, they really care. They're just visiting.
And
anyway.
That you killed somebody also.
Yeah. But the people
you just
that...
destroyed a whole economy. Come on. All by doing that. Drugs.
You're taking away people's jobs.
That's right. And that's not what we need.
There's people there that make a living off that.
Yes. And you just killed them. Why don't you mm-hmm. just knock on their door and shoot them
job.
In the face? Because
like,
that's
kind of... I'm taking your life away.
That's what you did. That's exactly what you did. Let's see here. The move would merely force the trade underground where it can no longer be regulated. And one can imagine a situation in which people who want it will merrily go and pick mushrooms themselves at the risk of consuming poisonous types. And that's true, because like heroin and ecstasy and coke, that shit's all illegal there. But
yeah.
There's just, you just walk down the street and people are just walking around saying like coke, pills, mm-hmm. whatever you want. You just, you know. Hopefully you're not doing it by yourself, but
right.
you get in a group and you go and you're like, this is what we want. So if they make it illegal, you just won't be able, you won't have that nice feeling of going into a store and being presented with it. It'll
right.
be all shady and in the corner. And because
and
of it,
bad things could happen.
Right. More people get ripped off. Or like they're saying, you go out picking mushrooms in forests there. Like mm-hmm. there's going to be so many different types. And unless you know what you're looking for, you're going to fucking eat something and then you're dead.
Right.
Like, was that worth it? Now, whose fault is that? Yours.
Yeah.
Of course. That's about it for that story. So.
All right.
What do you got for us? Next story. Fun fact. There are 6 growers in the Netherlands, 180 smart shops, and a few hundred employees in an industry with an annual turnover of 15 to 20 million euros. So you totally just eliminate that 15 to 20 million euros from the economy. A few hundred people now have no jobs.
Uh-huh.
Growers are out of work. Smart mm-hmm. shops are closing. You just run down your city and it's going to turn into a shitty ghetto.
Awesome.
Full of drugs and prostitution.
And that's it. You're destroying it.
You're
going to make it a horrible place.
You just killed the Netherlands. How does that feel?
I don't even...
That's on your head.
Yeah.
Your
head,
my friend.
It would make it not a very nice place to live anymore.
If there was blood right here and it was from the Netherlands, I would grab your hands and I would put it on them.
Why?
And then you would have bloody hands to signify that this blood is on your hands.
Not on mine.
Well, not on yours, but on theirs.
Well, then why would you put it on mine?
Well, I'm saying if you were the cause, if it was on your hands, that's what I would do to show you.
Got it.
So we have for us, please.
This one's called Bad Syrup Kills Nigerian Babies.
Nigerian babies?
Mm-hmm.
That's sad.
Yeah. So, like you
hey,
really
how
care?
Was your Thanksgiving? Well,
I got some good news.
Did any of your babies die? Because none of mine died.
So it's good.
All right. You call up your black friend. You're like, hey, how was your Thanksgiving? He's like, all my babies died. Thanks, guys.
All my babies? How many do you have?
25. Can you please? Oh, man.
Nigeria's Food and Drug Agency says that 25 children aged between 3 months and 4 years have died after taking a contaminated teething syrup.
They're like, what's that, honey? Your teeth hurt? Oh, here, I think mommy's got a little something. Let's see. Yeah. Purple stuff.
Oh, teething syrup.
Sunny D. Oh, some teething syrup. Mm-hmm. Here you go. Fucking problem solved, right? When they solve problems, they don't fuck around down there. They're like, hey, is your baby crying anymore? Well, no, actually, my baby's dead. They're like, there you go, man.
Fixed it.
Problem solved, boy. Come on.
The National Agency for Food, Drug Administration and Control said it had shut
down. Is
that
the FDA?
Well, this is Nigeria.
Sorry. Oh, the NFDA?
Yeah.
I was just curious if that's who they were.
Said it had shut down the Lagos-based manufacturer Berowa Pharmaceuticals. Said the
no. You mean they didn't like keep them open and give them more money for increased profit? Nope. I don't know.
It said the syrup called My Pickin.
They're like
had
you're
been
not
tainted with diethylene glycol.
That's not how you make teething syrup.
You don't put that in teething syrup.
I got this recipe off the internet, dude. I thought that dimethyl glycerine. Yeah. That's what it says right there. Equal parts dimethyl glycerine and water. That's so awesome. You didn't want us to give you something that
you
killed your babies.
Oh, my bad.
Oh, I thought you said. I thought you said. I was trying to think of something that meant death, but that rhymed with. Teething. So that it would, yeah.
Right.
That didn't work.
The substance used in engine coolant and antifreeze triggered kidney failure
in
the children.
You didn't. I thought you said antifreeze. Like,
anti-teeth.
Oh, my bad, guys. Sorry. You did what with it? You gave it to who?
Your
babies?
Oh.
Whoa. Did you induce vomiting? Oh, they're dead?
Oh. That's sad. The children died at 3 hospitals in Lagos, Ibadan, and Zaria. At least 10 other children are reported to have been brought to the hospital.
Well, at least.
Yeah.
I mean, that's good to know, at least.
The NAFDAC.
Oh, I was close.
Said symptoms among the children who had taken the syrup included diarrhea, vomiting, fever, and convulsions, and that they had not been able to pass urine for several days.
That is not a happy baby.
That would suck.
Could you imagine not being able to pee for several days?
And having
days
diarrhea.
At the same time? Like,
you'd be so dehydrated.
Poop comes out your asshole, but you can't pee. That's weird.
Mm-hmm.
Do you think that's why it's diarrhea?
And you have a fever and convulse.
Do you think that's why it's diarrhea?
What do you mean?
Because you're not peeing, so all that liquid goes into your poop, and
it
makes
all
it all soppy and liquidy and diarrhea-y.
I
bet that's why. Diarrhea-y. I bet that's why.
Diarrhea-y.
Riri?
Riri.
Whoa.
I've
missed you. Our back and forth is unparalleled.
The agency said it had first received reports of possible contamination on 19th of November and had begun to confiscate the syrup 2 days later. Wow, it took a little while.
Couple days, huh? How many, well, 25 babies were killed?
Mm-hmm.
Huh. That's, yeah.
NAFDAC of officers nationwide.
NAFDAC! FCC. Yeah, tell me what means to me. Dead babies.
Nationwide.
Dead babies.
Have been directed to mop up all batches of the offending drug from circulation. The agency's head, Dora.
They're like, you want us to clean up your mess? Okay. Mm-hmm. You did what? Oh, killed babies in Nigeria? No problem.
Then she also
appealed. We already have a man stationed there. No big deal.
She also appealed to the mothers to stop using the medicine on their children.
Is that
Thanks
like
for telling me that. Otherwise, I might have kept giving it to my child.
I know. I was wondering why all my kids kept dying. It's a good thing you told me to stop. I was running. I had like three more kids.
Yeah.
Three down, three to go. Wow. That's sad. You know, a country like it, I don't know if you're aware, but it's not exactly like five-star living down there in Nigeria.
Yeah, not exactly.
Word on the street is. And then a tragedy like this happens, and you just have to wonder, like, really, God? Really? Where were you? Where were you?
When, where are you?
Where were you when babies in Nigeria were dying because they were having their little baby teeth grow in and they were crying and their parents looked for an easy pharmaceutical answer in teeth ease or whatever the fuck.
Mm.
And then, you know, they died. Where were you? You were doing what? Oh, you were making bombs explode in Mumbai? I thought that was you. All right, well, we'll do this story here, then we'll do some clues, and then we'll do some blotter, huh?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah?
Yeah.
You've missed it all, bud.
I have.
This one is called Switzerland Likely to Approve Prescription Heroin. This one was sent to us by Burger through our Stumble accounts found on the jamble.com.
So is that,
so,
are you moving to Burger? Or are you moving to Switzerland? That was awesome.
Wow.
That was awesome.
My name's Matt. I don't know. I mean, if weed and fucking shrooms are illegal in Amsterdam, we might as well just open a bar here.
Right.
I mean, fuck. Alcohol is the only thing left. But that's kind of crazy that, like, in Amsterdam, you can't do shrooms anymore. But, hey, just right down the road, a train ride away, you can get fucking hot-ass prescription heroin in Switzerland.
So that means all of the junkies that live in Amsterdam will be going to Switzerland.
They'll
now
be mobbing people's fucking train tickets and shit, and they all make this huge migration. It'll be like the Stand, but with fucking heroin junkies. That'd be so awesome. That's a world I want to live in.
If only Amsterdam wouldn't have banned mushrooms and Switzerland just has legal heroin, Amsterdam would be the complete perfect place, because the only thing that gets Amsterdam down is the dirty junkies on the street.
Pretty much.
But they would be gone.
I mean, I could deal with the whores. It's just get rid of some of these fucking streetwalkers. If you could get rid of the street performers also,
that
would be
like that?
I'd give you one more star for that shit.
That bugs you?
Oh, God. The ones that like are all covered in silver or gold and they just stand there like statues, it just makes me want to run up and just push them over.
Well, then do that. That'd be fun.
Well, maybe I fucking will next time.
Why wouldn't
then
you?
Well, I don't know. I just wasn't thinking about it, I guess.
Just be like, ha.
It'd be better if you had another bro there that could get around there from behind and like get on all fours, and then you could push them over the bro and he would just topple like a little statue.
Right.
Geneva, Dr. Danielle Zulino keeps glass bottles full of white powder in a safe in a locked room of his office. What I like to call my personal, my purse.
My safety.
My purses, my head, my headies, my head stash. Patients show up each day to receive their treatment in small doses handed through a small window. It's like a little drive-through. It's just like, what can I do for you today? Oh, all right, here's your little fucking vial.
Well, that's just like it is if you go to Walgreens and
that's
you go
true
through
you
the
go
pharmacy drive-through to pick up, you know, your oxys.
You go to your pain clinic, doctor's appointment. He right gives you a script for fucking 30 oxy 80s.
It's just that this is a street drug.
Right.
But they're kind of controlling
it. Well, that's
it.
What Atmosphere said in that song. Like, if you give your money to, you know, a doctor or a fucking someone on the street, are you a junkie or a fucking patient?
Yeah.
Like, he said it differently than that, but same point. You
right
know? Like, what's the fucking difference? It's like, you went to school for 8 years, and this guy knows a guy who knows a guy. I mean, what's the fucking... You're both giving me the same shit.
Right.
This is a little cheaper. This one's covered under insurance. This one, obviously.
But if you get it from an actual pharmacy and doctors, you know it's good.
It comes with directions, great. Well, I'll give you that.
And you're actually getting what you think you're
but
getting.
But say then you get it off the street. You have to go to a fucking pharmacy to get your needles if you're doing it that way. So I mean, you might as well find a good doctor,
right?
I
just
guess
get it both right there.
At least then your insurance will cover for it. They then gather around a table to shoot up, part of a pioneering Swiss program to curb drug abuse by providing addicts a clean, safe place to take heroin produced by a government-approved laboratory. That was amazing.
Wow.
How crazy would it be if you just, like, had to make a stop there before you went to work? And,
right.
like, you're there, you're like, hey, Bill. Oh, hey, Bob. How you doing? Good. How are you? Good. How's the wife? Oh, God, that's good. How's the wife and kids? Like, you would, man, that, I don't, I think that'd be kind of cool.
That might be
call
right.
me crazy, but I don't know.
Yeah.
I bet it curbs the drug use.
I bet.
If you're like, that's like the whole parents saying to your kid, you know, I'd rather you smoke weed here where you're safe than doing it out in the streets.
Right. If you're going to do it.
Getting
then,
arrested. Yeah. Right. If you're going to. I'm not saying you have to, but it's
or
pretty
that
good.
You should.
I highly recommend it, you know, but I'm not
you
saying.
You highly recommend that they do heroin? That's nice.
Well, no, I was talking about weed.
Well, yeah.
I mean, I think a well-rounded person should maybe at least try it and you see what it's all about. I'm not saying, you know.
If you can handle
a
it.
A heavy heroin habit is right for you, but I'm saying, you know, some people. It
but helps, some people can't just
takes the edge
some
off.
Some people can't just try it and then that's it.
That well, then that's a good thing.
I'm sure you
then
should know
a,
what
I know what that's like
that.
And I'm glad then that there's a place like this that provides that service.
Exactly.
There should be more.
Right.
And in places that aren't Switzerland, like here. That's so crazy. The program has been criticized by the United States,
really?
Of course, and the UN Narcotics Board, which said it would fuel drug abuse. They're like, but hey, it's not abuse if they're coming here and getting them from us.
And we're making money from it also.
Right. Oh, yeah. So. Here's your fucking tax cut. So that's not abuse then. Then your whole argument is null and void. But governments as far as away as Australia are beginning or considering their own programs modeled on the system, which is credited with reducing crime and improving the health of daily lives of addicts. So instead of addicts having to deal with shady fucking shit, you know, I'm saying like not hardcore fucking junkies,
right.
but addicts that have jobs that just get high, go to work, get off work, get high, and do whatever, you know,
mm-hmm.
addicts functioning members
right.
of society.
There are
addicts,
heroin addicts that can actually function in life
right.
and not just be a homeless.
Granted, the majority of them will go on to lead prospering lives as junkies
right.
and then end up on the streets and homeless. But if your addict has a place like this to go every day and they know they're going to get the same grade shit and it's safe and a clean environment, then they're going to function for the rest of their lives and they'll be just fine, I bet. But the people that are going to be stupid and go there and then go buy it on the streets and
right.
overdose, and then they die. And problem solved there, right? So then
or
you're
they
left,
just have...
You're left with a perfect functioning society
right.
dosed in a heroin daze.
Or they, you know, use dirty needles and get AIDS or something.
And then, you know what? We don't care that the economy sucks because no matter what, after work, I'm going to shoot up some fucking heroin.
Exactly.
Problem solved. There you go. That's so awesome.
They don't really solve it.
Why? You do?
Because the problem's still there.
But if you don't care about a problem, is it still a problem?
Yeah.
How?
Because you're only high.
But it doesn't matter then. If you can do that every day and maintain a high every day, then that problem is solved, son.
Maybe.
What's the worst that can happen?
I don't know.
You're all hooked on heroin.
Right.
Well, here's a place to do it. Then I would suggest getting a job at that place.
Get a discount.
Swiss voters are expected to make the system permanent Sunday in a referendum prompted by a challenge from conservatives. Of course they're going to challenge it. The heroin program has won wide support within Switzerland, where there's a bunch of heroin addicts, apparently, since it was begun 14 years ago to eliminate scenes of large groups of drug users shooting up openly in parks that marred Swiss cities in the 80s and 90s. Could you imagine you and your honey go to Switzerland in the 80s or 90s on your honeymoon, and you're walking through this park in the daytime like 11 a.m. and it's just caked full of fucking people shooting up just like right there just outside, just fucking got my blanket, my basket, my needle, my heroin, just
fucking
hey, what are you doing?
Back, shooting up,
just shooting up, chilling, enjoying this mm-hmm. nice sunny Swiss day, enjoying a cup of Swiss Miss. That's so great. About to go hit the Swiss Alps. heroin and snowboarding on the Swiss Alps.
Yes.
Match made in heaven. I bet you. I bet.
Snowboarding's not really something you would be able to do.
Oh, fuck yeah, dude.
You think?
I've done it.
Seriously?
Yeah.
Wow.
It's so great. It's like, I don't know, because you're just high and that's cool. And then you're snowboarding on top of that and the wind and the mountains. It's just, it's a brophoric moment, if you will. patients among the nearly 1,300 addicts whom either other therapies have failed to take doses carefully measured to satisfy their cravings, but not enough to cause a big high, four at a time inject themselves as a nurse watches. In a few minutes, most get up and leave. Those who have jobs go back to work. Quote, heroin prescription is not an end in itself, said Zelino, adding that the 47 addicts who come to his office receive a series of additional treatments, such as therapy with a psychiatrist and counseling by social workers. That's cool, because if you're, you know, high on heroin, you'll talk to whoever.
Right, you don't give a shit.
Can I do this while I'm talking to you? Well, fucking A, have a seat. Let's kick it, you know.
I'll talk to you while I shoot up.
Yeah, you probably get to be good bros with your shrink and your social worker. The aim is that the patients learn how to function in society. See, if that is the only problem, if you can't do drugs because it makes you not function in society,
right,
then if you can, then what's the problem?
Then all you gotta do is fix them not being
right.
able to function.
So if you have a job all the time and you can function in society while you maintain this habit, then is there a problem at all?
And they're off the streets and shit.
Well, yeah, you have a job, you have a place to live, obviously.
Well, I mean,
let's say,
even if
hypothetically,
I don't mean even living off the streets, is buying from shady people and shit off the
streets.
Well,
right,
too.
That too. And let's say hypothetically you had a heroin problem. Mm-hmm. Just hypothetically,
okay.
Every day you had to struggle to get it.
Yeah.
This place opens up here. So you're having a hard time at work because you're always having to fuck around with these junkies to get your shit.
Right.
This place opens up. It has a set schedule. Now you can function at work just fine. So do you have a problem anymore, or
no.
Is that problem solved?
Solved.
Well, that's a fucking, there's your answer. That's so amazing. Free heroin to everybody.
Please.
And we will just not give a shit about anything anymore.
So
in the
we're
world.
Going to Switzerland now.
I guess. Until this gets shut down. Mid-November survey of 1,209 voters by the respected Bern Institute indicate the program will be easily approved, with 63% of voters favoring it compared with 21 opposed. That's a pretty good fucking ratio. Mm-hmm. The poll had a margin of error, 2.9%. Who cares? Health insurance pays for the bulk of the program, which costs 26 million Swiss francs, 22 million a year. That's, wow, $22 million a year to feed a bunch of junkies heroin habits.
Wow.
Say you're probably providing the needles too, so there's that cost. And operating expenses of the building and whatever doctors and nurses you have on call. $22 million a year.
It's crazy.
I think you should shop around for better prices on your heroin. Like, I don't know if you know this or not, Switzerland, but there's actually different cartels that you could possibly purchase your heroin from.
But this is government-manufactured heroin, I would imagine.
Oh, so the government has a set price. They're getting gouged for their heroin like we were getting gouged
because
for
our gas.
Because
the only way to do this legally would be to get the heroin from the government.
Right, because the government produces heroin. I don't know if you know this or not.
Oh,
but
I do.
All major superpower governments do produce their own heroin.
Well, yeah.
And cocaine.
I mean,
marijuana.
Producing heroin gives a government a lot of power.
Right. It's the gold in World of Warcraft speak, if you will. That's good. So, say you wanted to start your own government, I would say producing heroin or possibly buy, sell, you don't have to produce it yourself until you get to that point.
Right.
But that's a good way to start. Because once you already have that set, then once you get a lot of money for that, you start to buy your country, you know, whoever.
If there is
you
any
buy
for
your,
sale.
You buy your army. Well, right. And then by that point, hopefully you're making your own if you followed your plan correctly.
Yeah.
Huh. It's just saying. You
it's
know,
not bad.
Words to live by. it's wrong that health insurance pays for this, says Alan Hart, spokesman for the right-wing Swiss People's Party. What do you think? Health insurance should pay for this?
Sure.
I think absolutely.
Yes.
Health insurance helps pay for your prescription oxys. Why shouldn't it pay for your prescription heroin?
True. Oxy is basically heroin.
I say have the fucking health insurance cover the needles, too, while you're at it. I mean, you might as well.
Might as well.
And actually, I mean, should I be so bold as to say, but if you could actually pay us to do the heroin, like, that would be even better.
Right, because then you
Because then
even,
that
you
would be my job.
Yep.
I would be functioning in society because my job is to do heroin.
And the money you got from your... Oh, wait, no, because the health insurance would pay for the heroin.
Right, so you would have all this money to blow on other things.
Right, because, like, you didn't have to spend your whole paycheck on heroin
right,
anymore.
So now you have plasma TVs and Xbox 360s.
Nice cars.
Nice cars. And
nice plays.
All
and
this
everything.
Because you do heroin.
Mm-hmm.
Didn't think it would work out that way, did it?
Yeah, heroin is amazing.
Talk about turning it all around. Yeah. See, all heroin needed was a good PR person.
Yeah, that's
I think
true.
Heroin has that partner in PR in the jam hole. Like, I will fully endorse heroin for whatever.
For whatever.
Just pay us. You can even pay us in heroin, assuming, you know, it's legal.
Right. It probably would be if we went there.
See, remember when you were talking about dazing off into other thoughts? Like, just now, I was totally thinking of, like, what it would be like doing this show and, like, having all this legal heroin and shit.
Yeah.
So we have t-shirts for sale and high-grade medical heroin also.
And the show would probably sound slightly different.
A little bit. Like, oh, okay. Are we doing some news yet,
like,
or are we doing some clues? What are we
it'd
doing?
It'd just be like the intro would go, and you'd be like, kaboom.
Kaboom.
My
how
name's
are you?
Oh, Matt.
Everything's
hey.
Juicy. Hey,
I'm Brayden.
How are you?
Just all slow.
Hi.
My name's Brayden.
How are you?
I'm good.
I'm good.
How are you?
No, I'm going to shoot up again real quick,
cool.
So if you can talk while I'm... I just poked myself in the eye. Oh, it hurts. Oh, I can't see. Is there a syringe in my eye?
Yes, there is.
Can you push the plunger in for me, bro? All right, let's finish this up. So this guy's totally against it. He said the state should invest more money into prevention and law enforcement because this is a crime.
Well, in law enforcement, putting these people in jail.
You're
is
doing
helping.
What? You're giving them a place to shoot up legally? No, they should actually be in jail not with no heroin, not in a place that's safe saying, here's heroin.
Like, it's like,
you're actually doing the opposite of what you should be doing with heroin.
But
so.
You have been trying to use law enforcement and all that for quite a while. All and
right,
how well is that working out for you?
You did that already.
Yeah, you are doing it.
Hey, guys, how did that work out?
Yeah,
for,
how is that working? How good is that working?
I remember.
It's not at all? Well, let's try something new.
It's a little saying I just made up. It's called, let's think outside the box.
Uh-huh.
Maybe you've heard of it, maybe not, because I just made it up.
Right.
So let's do what you're doing that's totally not working, and let's do the opposite of that. Because, hey, I don't know if you know this or not, but the opposite of not working is actually working.
Wow.
So if we just do the opposite.
That's such a good way to look at it.
Holy shit. If we just do the opposite of what you're doing.
Yes, and you are good to go.
That's gonna work.
That's a guaranteed fix.
You're busting them for heroin and putting them in jail? What's the opposite of that? Hey, I got
it. Give them heroin
Let's
and keep
them
out of jail.
Give them a place to do it that's not jail?
And
that
give
way
it to
they
for
can
free?
They can have jobs?
And not spend all their money on drugs?
That's totally the opposite of what you're doing. Let's see. Does it work? Crimes committed by heroin addicts have dropped 60%!
Wow!
Since the program began in 94, according to the Federal Office of Public Health.
Or 60%.
The FOPH. The FOPA.
As I like to call it.
As I like to call it. 60%. That's
pretty good.
More than half. That's actually 10% more than half.
That's way better than
you
I thought.
You actually did
be.
The opposite of what wasn't working, because the opposite of not working is working,
right.
And it worked!
Because it's working.
It's all cyclical. That's so beautiful to me.
It's all what?
It's all cyclical. That's it's all circular. That's so beautiful. You just took what wasn't working and you flipped it. You flipped that script. You flipped that
the script
bitch.
On it.
You flipped the script on them. And look, it's working. Hey, how's your crime rates in Switzerland? How are they doing?
Oh, down 60%.
They're down, you know. doing good. Actually, I don't know if you were aware, but they're actually down by more than half. What? More than half? How's everyone in your fucking country doing? Oh, they're good.
They are good.
They are fucking awesome.
And you know what's also great is instead of these people going out and doing other stupid crimes,
they're just chilling.
They're just going to do heroin instead.
And chill. Hey, so what are you guys doing later? Oh, we're going to do some heroin and we're going to fucking chill. Because, hey, I don't know if you know, but our economy is popping. I just got a plasma and an Xbox 360.
Mm-hmm. And I got all the free heroin I want.
It's beautiful. In a perfect world. Let's see. Zelino said patients reduce consumption of other narcotics once they start the heroin program and suffer less from psychiatric disorders. So, you know, I would ask him, so technically, what if you just, like, didn't decrease their dose and make them have to deal with how shitty the real world actually is? Uh-huh. But what if you just kept them on a stable dose or even increased it as their tolerance increased? I'm not saying, you know, give a first timer a full on fucking 100 cc's, but, you know, increase it gradually.
Raise it accordingly.
Hypothetically, what would happen? Would there be any more problems? No, because everyone would be fucked up. But would anyone care? No, because you're fucked up.
Or you could just make the world better.
And, yeah, that's all. Because heroin is very brophoric, and you just, it's great. We fully stand behind this. That he added, the idea has never been to liberalize heroin. Well, you did a good job. Well, actually, we did that good job for you.
Yeah, we took care of
that. We're heroin's PR. It's considered a medicine and used as such. That's what I'm saying. That's all. So that's it.
I just
for that
need
story.
My medicine.
Hey, I'm just trying to do my story. That's all. All right. Well, that's it for that story. So we got some clues.
Mm-hmm.
Are you ready to do some clues?
Mm-hmm.
And then, or should we do blotter first?
Doesn't matter.
Let's do some clues.
Okay.
And then we'll do some blotter.
Do you have the clues?
Yeah, actually, I do.
I also do.
Okay. Well, I'll close mine, and you can do them since you
wow,
usually do them.
Wow, there's a bunch.
There is a bunch. It's for your fucking two-hour Saturday special, episode 119.
Maybe like 2.5.
Episode 119, the Braden Heroin two-hour special.
Yeah. That sounds good together.
Oh, all right. So what is the first clue? Raging clue, a little thing we do whenever there's clues. Basically, jamhole.com/forums, you find a fucked up picture, you post a link to it, then give us a clue. From that clue, we figure out what the picture is. Usually not, but it's fun to try. What is the first clue?
Three amigos.
Three amigos. It's going to be a vagina, a nutsack, and a dick. The three amigos. That's my guess. Boom, son, what? Bring it. You're out of practice, boy.
No, it's just that sounds about right.
Actually, I was going to completely agree with what you said.
Yeah. Awesome. I'm just trying to think of any other possibilities of what that could be.
Yeah, three amigos, unless it's a picture of Steve
or
Martin,
three,
Chevy Chase,
or
and
it's
that
just
other
three,
dude.
Three dicks, I guess.
Three peni.
Or it's like it's three dudes on one chick.
Maybe. Three Eiffel amigos. Tower, ass, mouth, DVDA, maybe. Mm-hmm. All
could
right, well, let's see.
It's got to be some.
Survey says it's
wow.
An arm, another arm, and another arm.
It's three fists
three
in this
fists
chick's
in a vagina.
Yeah.
Three fists in a twat, I like to call it.
That is amazing.
A fist fountain, if you will. You know what's even better if, is when they all just pull out all at once and mm-hmm. it makes this big, loud, weird suction and her fucking lower intestine and duodenum come out with it. That's what I like. All right, what is the next clue, please?
Drink? No. Stick it in here.
Stick it in where?
Stick it in here.
In here?
His ass.
Stick it in her. Stick
it's
it
be
up in her.
Stick it in the ass.
In an asshole?
Yeah, and you can just take vagina, of course.
I'll say it's a vagina.
It's one of those, right?
All
right.
Survey says.
Oh!
Oh, it's in your dick hole. What is it in your dick hole? Just miscellaneous items in your dick hole? A
looks
fork?
Like it.
A fucking cordless.
Celery stick?
It's a cordless phone antenna in my dick hole. Well, not mine. Is that the heel of a pump? Of a shoe?
Yes, that is like the handle of a razor.
Ow, dude. Oh, that hurts my penis.
Yeah, that's a
can
fork.
Can I not?
That's the handle of a fork.
Thank you for that. Can you, that, wow, dude. That, oh, that made me quiver a
that
little bit.
Really
guys,
bad.
That's, wow, guys, wow.
That's, how could you do that?
Wow, guys.
How could you do that to yourself?
Your poor dickhole. Do you see what I just did? I just stuck a celery stick, a cordless phone antenna, a high heel.
A razor.
A razor. What else? My finger. My little finger. My dick hole.
A screwdriver.
A screwdriver.
A fucking fork.
Not the mixed drink, by the way.
By the way.
All right, what's the next clue?
Fresh squeezed.
Fresh squeezed. Is it going to be a dude just wringing out his dick and then just all this shit coming out of it? I'm glad I know what that is.
What?
Just the thought of some dude wringing out his dick and having all this shit come out of it. I'm glad I know what that is. Like, I can just totally picture that in my mind. I want to take this moment to thank the internet for that. Thank you, internet, for that. Yeah,
what
I don't know. That's
that
it's going to be balls getting squeezed. It's going to be
fresh,
maybe.
It's probably someone.
It's going to be a chick lactating. Booyah, I called
that,
it.
That or it's a dude that got his balls squeezed and like it just
show me the money shot, baby.
It.
Show me the money shot. Survey says, oh, it's
wow.
What is that? Is that an orange?
I think so.
It's a softball-sized item coming out of a chick's vagina.
What is up, Burger? It's all of his porn stuff.
I know. His fucking, he went to
this
the...
This is what
this
Burger
is
likes.
This is my quadruple X folder.
Yes.
It's like...
That's his jerk bank.
This is my entire jerk bank.
Right.
What's the next clue, please?
Big as a doorbell.
It's going to be a big fat chick with big fat tits with big giant dialophone areolas on them.
Yeah.
Like it looks like a big rotary
dial. That's what I was thinking also. Actually.
All right, let's see it. Survey says... Oh,
it's like a spider bite on the back
bulbous,
of this dude's neck.
Bulbous, pussy zit-looking thing on the back of this dude's
but it's
neck.
It gigantic.
Makes me want to pop it. Just pop it, dude. Why would you let it get that big and out
that
of control?
So
you
bad.
Should have popped that like a week ago. When
like
it was
a month
just
ago.
A little ingrown hair. Now it's a big, giant fucking boil. Mm-hmm. All right, what's the next clue, please?
The perfect table chair.
The perfect table
chair?
It's a
chick on their hands
all
and knees.
Folded it backwards, doing yoga shit.
Yeah,
that's
got to
be it. Survey fucking says...
Forbidden.
I love it when they're forbidden. You don't have access to this. All right. How
now
many
we
more
don't
we got?
Know what it is.
All right.
We got
well,
one
what's
more.
The next clue?
Hold up there, little horsey. Spread them.
Spread them.
Spread them.
It's going to be a dude getting sucked. Really, cat? It's going to be a dude getting sucked off by a horsey.
I think it's someone having sex with a horse. It's got to be one of those.
One of the two. Survey fucking says it's a chick getting fucked on a chair like a horse.
Yeah.
With a thing on her with big titties and weird looking nips.
Weird
nips.
Looking nips.
Weird nips. Hey, are those the twins? Because they're weird looking. Were they Siamese twins separated at birth? Oh, weird.
Nice.
Was that it?
Yep.
All right. You ready to do some fucking blotter?
Uh-huh.
Is this head-to-head style?
Kind of? It's not the same.
All right. What we have here, since somebody apparently hacked the Flathead Beacon and now their database isn't connecting.
Oh, of course.
Now it
works.
Here,
I'll go to it real quick.
Well, no, I have
to
go.
I'll take the first one. You take the second one.
I have to go to it real quick.
We'll do it real quick. It takes like 5 seconds. We can do it as we're talking about
I'm
you
trying
going
to type. I can't type and talk
you're
at the same.
You're still not even
I
at the website?
I'm there now. It's loading.
Oh, good.
I'm
good.
Getting... I can't type and talk at the same time.
Mm.
Can
well,
you?
Yes, I can kind of sometimes.
Kind of
I'll
sometimes?
Take the first one, though.
All right, I'll take the second one. This is what?
This is head-to-head blotter.
Head-to-head blotter. Head-to-head blotter style. What's your headline, sir?
Magnum accident and X on the line.
Couple assaulted in Louisiana bound. 3:10 a.m. Two males driving a truck with flathead county plates assaulted someone in Libby. I wonder if that was Sean and or Matt.
Maybe.
One man, it's not sure who, is part of the jam hole. Whoa. No, he was arrested in Kalispell. Okay.
Whoa.
Where Sean and Matt also happen to live.
I can't get a hold of them.
That's weird.
Where are they?
I just saw him yesterday.
Wow.
He was driving a truck with Flag County plates.
10:57 a.m. A man who said he was knocked off his bike by a vehicle was confused. He fell.
Someone got arrested. Mine. I'm gonna have to take the point
but
for that.
But this guy almost got killed.
Oh, that's true. These guys just...
Like a vehicle hit him
these
while
guys
he was on his bike and he wrecked.
Assaulted somebody, though.
But he got in a fucking motorcycle accident.
Oh, I thought you meant like pedal bike. Okay, well, in that case,
like
yeah.
No, like motorcycle, I All think.
Right. You point. 4:52 a.m., a man said, quote...
Oh, maybe you're right, though, actually. Maybe it
is it a pedal bike?
It doesn't say. It just says bike.
Oh, okay. Well... No points,
know.
Then.
Okay.
No points. Indecisive. 4:52 a.m. A man said, quote, "We were drunk, but that doesn't give them the right. He and his girlfriend were assaulted." Mm. Hey, we were drunk, but that does not give them the right to assault us.
You know what happened next?
What?
At 11:25 a.m., a man said he was going to throw his ex-girlfriend's belongings in the trash if she wasn't there by 5 p.m.
You get your ass... You get off work at 5, you better be here at 5:01.
No, she's probably out fucking around.
You better fucking not be. You get your ass here at 5:01 p.m.
And
if
your
not,
shit is gone.
Your shit? You have no more shit. You know why? Because it's gone. Do you know why? Because I threw it out the fucking window,
it's
bitch.
In the trash.
5 p.m., 5:01, your ass. So, what? Who gets the point for that?
I don't know.
All right, well, 9:02 a.m., there was a mutilated animal on the road. Hmm. Mutilated. That will happen. That's your turn, Chief.
12:41 p.m., sitting in a ditch apparently warrants suspicion.
Apparently it does, because that's the second time that's kind of been said on
really?
The Beacon blotter, yeah.
Wow.
Another one was something about walking around in a ditch makes you suspicious or something.
Hmm.
11:44 a.m., three horses were on the road. On the road again. We're three horses on the road again.
1:01 p.m., a horse had a lacerated leg.
Of course, because it was on the road
and
again.
And it got hit by a car.
Because it was on the road again, yeah. And cars are also on the road.
And they hit horses.
Right, if they're on the same road, yes,
right,
that will happen.
In front of them.
I guarantee that will happen. 11:56 a.m., a bike was stolen, and there are no suspects. Not even the usual suspects. Ding
funny.
That for me.
No. 1:20 p.m.
You're a
motorists
prick.
Exchanged words.
I almost like Matt better. How's that feel? Put that in your little mental fucking image maker.
Oh, that hurt.
Smoke it.
That hurt deep.
In your face.
I'm going to go cry now.
Oh, I'm just kidding. I don't really care for either of you as far as friends go.
Nice.
Like, you guys can come over and talk on this thing.
Yeah.
But, like, when we're done, you can just go home.
Yeah.
No, actually, I went and did a little partying with Matt, kind of.
Really?
Yeah.
How?
I don't know. I don't really want to talk about it to get on the show because
really?
I did, but
well,
it was interesting.
Know.
Well, you can listen to it.
I don't
I talked
want to.
About
I want you to tell me now.
Well, no, basically it was just a party with a bunch of like totally drunk, overweight, gross girls. And there was a little 4-year-old running around playing quarters with people and just gangster ass music and
nice.
Ugly chicks just dropping it like it's so fucking hot. And then I went to leave and this chick came running down the stairs and was like, "Can you give me a ride to a Whitefish Motel?" And I'm like, "No." And then I told her to go tell Matt that I told him to give her a ride, and then I left. And she went up there and like she didn't even know Matt. I didn't know this at the time. I thought he had known her, but he didn't even know her. And she's like, "Where's Matt? He's supposed to give us a ride." And just
nice.
Yeah, it was just a mess, but yeah.
And you just were completely sober also?
Oh, I was stoned, but yeah, I wasn't like drinking or nothing. I'm over that. There was no heroin there, if that's what you're wondering.
Oh, see, that's what I thought.
Oh yeah, no, not at all.
Okay, so you weren't at the party.
But
I
then it
at.
Turns out she went up there and she was asking for a ride to Missoula, not the
wow.
Whitefish Motel.
That's
so,
a lot further.
Yeah, yeah. And like the other way.
Yeah.
Dumb bitches. It was interesting though. It was fun. You can read about it on twitter.com/thejamhole.
Nice.
Now that you have a phone, you have your own phone number.
Mm-hmm.
It is 406-871 You got nervous for a minute. There.
You said 871. That's not mine. That's yours.
Oh, is it? Is it yours? 871 too?
No.
Oh shit! Fuck me. It is mine. All right.
Oh shit.
Where we
should, now that we both have phones, we should give out both of our numbers.
Yeah, we should.
Yeah.
Yeah, so people can call from restricted numbers and not say anything and think it's funny.
So, and then we would also have cool people calling us that we would be able to talk to.
What would they say? Hi.
I don't know.
Here, let's pretend. Here, you got your phone?
Well, no, what?
I got my phone. Here.
Yeah, but
ring.
Like...
ring.
No.
Answer your phone. Ring.
I have it turned off. We're doing the show.
Ring.
I don't hear it ringing.
I hear it vibrate.
It's on silent.
Ring. You're a prick. What would you say? Hello.
Hi.
Hello.
No,
this is Brayden. What would you fucking say for
people
real?
People call Jonathan. He gave out his number on Oh Yeah,
what
Dude.
Do you think?
And he has great conversations with people.
I'm
talks
sure
about
he
on
does.
The show
I'm
sometimes.
Sure they're not just like,
he
hey,
talks about
fuck
on the
you,
show
faggot.
Sometimes.
I'm sure that's not what they say at all.
Oh, I'm sure he gets some of those, too.
You get the good, you get
you
the
get
bad.
You get good ones and
you
bad
get
ones.
Them both, and there you have yeah, the facts. Not, life, dude.
Not everyone that calls you is an asshole, though.
Right, but 9 out of 10
well,
are probably.
Know. Probably not.
It is the internet you're talking about here. So, is it my turn? Well, you can just drink for us not knowing. 1:37 p.m., a man dressed in green camouflage was running around in the road flashing a badge. Is that like...
flashing a badge?
A badge?
Yeah,
I don't know. He said he needed a ride to Louisiana. Mm. I hear it's cold in them parts.
Nice.
Didn't you guys have a hurricane recently?
Nice picking your
I was itching the inside
Jesus,
of my nose.
Jesus, that's, yeah, that's picking your nose.
Thank you for pointing that out. You're an asshole.
Right there.
Matt would never do that to me.
I just couldn't
Why would
help
you
it.
Bro me like that, bro?
I couldn't help it. Okay, 2:34 p.m., a deputy couldn't find a dog that was sprawled out in the road.
A dog? Really?
Yeah. His dog.
Really? Oh. Well, 1:50 p.m., abandoned kittens were found at the landfill.
Hmm.
It's a good place to get rid of kittens, I guess.
Wow, that's an animal one.
Just wrap them up in a trash
that's
bag.
That's two animal ones so far. 2:37 p.m., a large dog, possibly a boxer, jumped into a man's car and would not get out.
Would not. It's
nope.
A dog. It will
I'm not
get
out.
Of, I'm not.
No.
Get out of my truck.
He's like, hey, get out of my car, you dog. And the dog's like, no.
No.
He's like, get out.
No.
Fuck, what do I do? He's saying no.
I mean,
I tell him to get out, and he won't. What do I do?
He's a boxer. I don't want him to punch me.
Yeah.
I mean, come on. 750, that was a joke.
Right, I know.
See, Matt
like
knows,
a boxer.
Matt knows that when I make jokes, he dings the bell.
But I don't ever ding. You always ding
well,
the bell.
Well, I can't
it's
reach
too
it. There's
away.
A fucking thing
well,
in my way.
Whose fault is that, huh?
I'm going to put this right here in my lap.
Just hold it.
I'm going to. Thank you. Is it my turn?
Yeah.
756 p.m., a juvenile who boarded a plane from Kalispell to California. Sorry, I can't hold this in my hand. From Kalispell to California was apprehended in San Diego. I wonder what for.
I wonder.
For being a juvenile?
Maybe. 3:14 p.m., a Mountain Meadows man said his ex-girlfriend has called him more than 100 times since he dumped her last Saturday.
Fucking bitches. Quit. Yeah. Hey, can you stop calling me? Do what the Swiss did. Do what you're doing, but do the opposite of that. Because what you're doing is pissing me off. And you know what the opposite of me being pissed off is?
Hmm.
Happy. So why don't you just make me happy and stop calling?
Please.
That's a little roundabout way to do it. 11:05 p.m., someone reported that a deer was poached in September. Hey, back in September...
Almost two months ago.
I wasn't sure if you guys knew this or not, but there was a deer poached.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know where.
Just, I just want to let you know.
I just, one of my buddies at work was telling
yeah,
me that.
And I thought you should know.
I actually, honestly, I forgot about it till just now.
Right.
So I just wanted to remind you.
4:21 p.m. A juvenile who denied trying to break into a toolbox was identified. The victim recognized the
stitching
on the backside of his jeans.
Identified as a tool. 11:56. You're so bitter. 11:56 a.m. This is my last one. A man with a large build was pushing around a bartender, some big old fat drunk dude with a large build, probably on steroids.
Of course.
Just roid raging the fuck
big
out.
Big muscles.
Steroids, what I like to call them.
Broroids.
Broroids.
Or broids.
Broids.
They're broids.
Oh, man. Steroids.
8:31 p.m. A 20-year-old Marion man who was twirling a 44 Magnum pistol shot himself in the stomach.
Of course he
did. He was transported to the hospital by helicopter.
That is
I bet
so
that
fantastic.
Cost a lot of money.
Insult to injury. Now, not only did you shoot yourself and that hurts, but now you have to pay for a helicopter ride. And I don't know if you know this or not,
that's
going to
be more expensive than an ambulance.
That's going to be like $5,000 at least.
At least.
Where'd you go? Oh, Spokane? Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's going to be like $10,000. Thanks. Mm-hmm. You just got into debt because you did something stupid. How does that feel?
Awesome. I have one more.
All right, please.
9:48 p.m. Someone threatened to kick the repo man.
MDS said, woke up after 3 hours, so I'm here.
3 hours.
Missed you, Braden. We missed you, Braden. See, all of us missed you, Braden. All right. Well, that is fantastic head-to-head blotter style. So, you got anything else? Anything else you want to get off your chest while about work? Or
no, I feel good now.
Do you feel better?
I feel all right now.
Refreshed?
Yeah.
The jam hole. It's refreshing. Refreshing. I got some purple stuff, some Sunny D. Oh, the jam hole. I'm reaching for the jam hole every time.
Yeah.
Yeah, the jam hole. All right, well, thank you for coming over on Saturday.
Yeah.
And doing a show.
For sure.
When's your next day off? When are you going to do a show next?
Tomorrow.
Nah.
That's my next day off.
We didn't sell that many shirts. So when's your smart ass? When's your next week?
Probably
cycle?
Saturday.
Next Saturday again?
Yeah.
So I got to do 3 more shows with somebody else or myself. Hopefully Matt will still...
Well, I've been getting...
See, I'm keeping Matt out of a job. Like, every place he applies to, I told him to put me down as a reference, and I didn't
tell him
this.
Oh.
But when they call me, I'm like, yeah, actually, he stole from me, and I heard he's a pedophile.
And he's a drug addict.
And he shoots up heroin.
Yeah, he shoots heroin.
And I think methamphetamine.
And he's, yeah, a felon.
But he's also a pedophile. And then I just... hang up and he still hasn't gotten a job yet, so far that's working for me. I'd appreciate it if you guys would not tell him that, so because one of you guys has to not have a job, like otherwise
isn't
gonna work.
Lately I have been getting off work between 10 and 10:30.
Yeah, but that's still late, and then because then I gotta take you home and then I gotta come back here, and then you know we gotta do the show notes and all that shit.
It's true. It's
time consuming. I wish I could just do this as my job. Tell people, please. We need like a bunch of listeners and then we can do this for our job. So just if you don't, you know, give us money or whatever the fuck, just tell one person and take it from there. Because like we could tell people, but we make the show, so it doesn't work as well because they're like, oh, you made it. Of course you want me to listen to it. But if like other people that didn't make the show tell people, they're going to be like, oh, because I'm your friend and I respect your advice. Mm-hmm. So if you advise me to listen to this show, me being your friend, I'm going to do that.
Of course.
And that's going to help us. So that's what you got to do. Or thejamhole.com/donate, twitter.com/jamhole, myspace.com/jamholepodcast. We have all sorts of shit. youtube.com/jamhole. I finished emo poetry number 20. I just need to record it. It's done.
We can do that.
I don't know. Maybe I won't. I don't know.
Nah, fuck it.
Fuck it.
Whatever.
So I guess I'll talk to you guys Monday at probably 7 or 8 p.m.
And I'll talk to you in a week.
Yeah, we'll see you in a week, man. I mean, shit. Fuck, shit, man. I mean... Fuck.
What?
Shit. Yeah.
Seriously.
I know. See ya.
You are listening to the Jam Hole. The Jam Hole. The Jam Hole. The Jam Hole. .com.